Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 28th day of August, Thursday, 2008. I am Jason Burmis, your guest host for the rest of today, and I've been filling in for Alex while he's at the DNC. Big news from the DNC, actually. Alex was able to get an interview with Tom Morello last night, and he was hanging out with Sean Penn and Josh Brolin, and we're going to have more on that in the second hour when Alex calls us up here. And he's also on his way down to a quote-unquote free speech zone. That's what America's come down to, free speech zones. Whenever you have a difference of opinion, you get penned up like an animal, and we'll let you protest there. But Cindy Sheehan should be there. Hopefully we'll get a couple words with her. I really wanted to play you the Jerome Corsi interview that I saw go out live on Justin TV, but for some reason is not archived. And I want to remind all the listeners out there, if you are by a computer and you do want to see live coverage of the DNC or some of the archived reports we've done over the past week, you can go to Infowars.com right now and press play. Just really revolutionary radio all week with Alex making national headlines by bullhorning MSNBC, by confronting Michelle Malkin. We're also going to have that Inside Edition clip for you. It's only about 90 seconds. It was pretty fair. I was expecting a lot more of a hit piece. They did not try to claim that Alex said kill Michelle Malkin. Michelle Malkin even admitted that Alex did not say kill Michelle Malkin on that pajamas radio broadcast. Like a, you know, it's one of those little podcasts they put out for their ultra right-wing nonsense that's total and complete lies. I went over there and I downloaded it. I listened to a little bit of it last night. And, folks, I'm not kidding you. On their website, they show a picture of Barack Obama, who we all know I'm no fan of, speaking out against the quote-unquote surge. Remember, the surge was going to end the war? Give me a break. The surge. Unreal. So it was along the lines that Barack Obama said that the surge had failed. And on their site, these people are so disgusting. It actually fades in and says, the surge worked. And it shows a picture of three soldiers that were willing to go on camera and have no idea what they're talking about, saying the surge worked and they're working for freedom. Guys, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect soldiers here, but these do not look like intelligent men. It looks like, you know, 3 out of 1,000 soldiers, you know, that they would pick to actually say that they want to be there. Those soldiers want out, man. All the soldiers I talk to, you know, in the Army, the National Guards, the Marines, they want out. They say, why are we here? Every time I see them in a bar or on the street or in a mall. You know, I had one guy ask me if my Infowars.com bracelet that I proudly rock all the time meant I was a veteran. And I explained to him that, no, I'm not a veteran. And, you know, I'm actually trying to work for us to get out of the war. But, you know, I respect our soldier service. In that I realize without a military, our power is gone, and we obviously need a strong defense system. But the problem is that our military really no longer works for the United States, for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights. It works for the corporate interests in this country, in this world. And this is about globalism. That's why later on we're going to get into Putin accuses U.S. of orchestrating the Georgian attack. And of course they are, but they'll say, oh, Putin has no evidence of this, really. Even though he brings up the fact that Georgian forces and other invaded South Ossetia, or Ossetia, and murdered some of their peacekeepers. Oh, they didn't. They weren't the aggressors. They just came in and murdered some peacekeepers, started killing civilians, you know. Russia's the bad guy here. Please, I am no fan of Putin, but give me a break. And, of course, the Dallas Morning News, close enough to Texas, well, in Texas, I mean Austin, about 3 hours away from here, is now saying that Alex Jones, of course, said kill Michelle Malkin. Now, I expected this in some of the international press and by some of the right-wing blogs out there. But how dare the Dallas Morning News libel Alex Jones? I hope Alex goes after him. We're going to be reading the article on the other side. Remember, folks, Fabled Enemies drops August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv, and order your copy now. Ships out September 1st, Infowars.com.
From From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are locked and loaded for the info war today. Info Warrior Jason Burmis reporting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be calling in the second hour. We're going to be taking your calls later on. I really want to reiterate that that Jones-Corsi interview was top-notch. Although Corsi, again, retracted on 9/11 Truth and said he looked at the Stephen Jones stuff and he doesn't agree with it, he was spot-on about Obama. He talked about how he was going to have a 70-page rebuttal, or referendum, I guess it was called, to the rebuttal by the Obama camp. He is about to spend the fourth week at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Let me repeat that for you. He's about to spend the fourth week as number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And instead of attacking the content of his book, although Keith Olbermann did that slightly, with some minute points, by the way, nothing major, in my opinion, that he got wrong. They're trying to attack him on his character. They're trying to attack him on his association with 9/11 Truth. They really don't like that he's putting their golden boy in a subpar, if not negative, light. So, you know, hopefully that Corsi interview will be posted sometime today. Maybe we'll even get to play it for you on the show. We're also hoping to post some of that Morello stuff as well. That'd be exciting if we were actually able to play that. I'm a big fan of Tom Morello, lead guitarist for Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave, and really an instrumental revolutionary, if he's not even a revolutionary otherwise. He's a smart guy, Harvard-educated, a little bit too socialist, a little bit too left-leaning, for my opinion. But I'm a big fan of The Night Watchman, which is his acoustic album. I mean, this guy's got projects all over the place, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners understand his gravitas, if you will. I mean, he's close to Michael Moore. Michael Moore's done a couple of their music videos. He just did the music video for one of the soundtracks to Sicko. In other words, Tom Morello's on that soundtrack, too. So he's got a pretty broad influence. Not that Sean Penn and Josh Brolin don't, but I tend to gravitate more towards music than actors because I can listen to music again and again and again. How many times can you really watch a movie, no matter how good it is? And I guess that's just my humble opinion. All right, so let's read this article out of Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo that quotes the Dallas Morning News. And we're going to give out the number, hopefully, to the editor, because we want you to call the Dallas Morning News editor. If anyone's got that number, call in, please, and let us know what it is. We don't want subscriptions. We don't even want the writer's number. We want the editor, because, again, they libeled Alex Jones in this article. It's no longer simply the neocon bloggers spreading lies about Alex Jones. Now the Dallas Morning News has engaged in slander. Mark Davis, described as a radio guy and a contributing columnist to the newspaper's opinion blog, writes, "Conservative writer and blogger Michelle Malkin was apparently attacked by violent idiots yesterday." Okay, no one attacked her, no one was violent, and she's not conservative, okay? She's anything but conservative. She's into big government and big wars. That is not conservative. When are people going to get that through their head, okay? The definition of this supposed Republican conservative movement is supposed to be less government intrusion, less federal programs, not nation building. And we all know that it's the complete opposite, but monsters like Michelle Malkin will tell you, no, we're doing this for the freedom, and I'm really behind the conservative movement, and, you know, jackasses like Mark Davis buy into it and then write ridiculous hit pieces. Egged on by one of the most repugnant human beings attending this convention, and the competition for the title is crowded. And the competition for the title is good. Okay, so Alex Jones is the most repugnant human being in Denver right now, apparently, to Mark Davis. Mark, why don't you say that to his face? Call him a repugnant human being. He happens to be one of my heroes and one of my very, very good friends as well. And I'm glad he's out there. And he's far from repugnant, okay? No one else seems to have the vocals. No one else seems to have the drive, the desire to continue to confront evil in all of its forms, whether it's in its media form, its mainline media form. Another thing that I really hate about Michelle Malkin is that she's trying to say that she's new media. No, you guest host the O'Reilly Show, you're on Fox Radio, and your little bloggers are nothing but a parade of applauders that I wouldn't be surprised. Well, their main funding, if you look at all these advertisements, is by Homeland Security and other alphabet agencies. Okay? They are state-sponsored, government-sponsored, whatever you want to call them, just in their advertising alone. But I wouldn't be surprised if they were getting a bit of a kickback in their checks. I also want to point out that on their little radio show, they had to admit that the people who were calling for Michelle Malkin's death, and this is Michelle Malkin and the Pajamas Media guys and these other losers, saying, all right, yeah, Alex wasn't calling for their death, and those guys were kind of provocateuring it, and they were calling Alex a capitalist pig, so they were there just to cause trouble, and we already knew that. All right, let's get back to this libel article from the Dallas Morning News. I refer to the pretentious Alex Jones, who hosts what passes for a radio talk show on a few stations unwise enough to carry it. A few stations, huh? Number one talk show host on Shoutcast every time. No one even comes close. Yo, go check out our Shoutcast numbers, okay? We compete with top 40 radio over there. We're in the top 20 all day long with a four-hour radio broadcast that repeats itself about six times a day. It depends if we go into overdrive, but usually around six times a day, and we're still in the top 20 all the time. I think Alex was number 27 overall this month. You know how huge that is? We're talking about him competing with Casey Kasem and mainline rock, mainline hip-hop, mainline R&B, and he's number one in the talk radio market. Okay? He's got AM and FM affiliates all over. The Austin station alone must reach at least a million people. So unwise enough to carry it. Man, I really like to meet this guy. His blend of 9/11 conspiracy bunk and other baseless scaremongering make him a complete idiot, a designation which gives him plenty of innocent company. Again, we're the idiots for bringing up 9/11 truth. We're the idiots for challenging the establishment. We're the scaremongers for saying, hey, by the way, the SPP, Securities and Partners, or Securities and Prosperity Partnership, is a real deal. It's a real document. And then when we go and interview Vicente Fox, and he confirms it and says it's not going along as quickly as he'd like, I'm still the fearmonger. I'm still the bad guy for saying, hey, guess what? Trans-Texas Corridor, that is the North American Union. It's not just one road. Just like they attack Corsi for his book, The Late Great USA. All right. Now, here's where it gets libel. After all that disgusting, repugnant stuff that he did say about Alex, this is where it truly just gets into total and complete lying. Not that it wasn't before that. But in shouting, kill Michelle Malkin at a protest yesterday, he reveals himself not to just be a dismissible loon, but a despicable soul whom I would identify as a blight on my industry if I actually considered him to be part of it. First of all, it's not your industry, Mark. Okay, the media belongs to the people. It's a government for and by the people, a nation for and by the people, a constitution and Bill of Rights for and by the people. So your industry, please, you're a little full of yourself, don't you think? Your industry. And to even say that Alex Jones said kill Michelle Malkin is totally and completely incorrect. And to call him a despicable soul. You know, he's trying to save your soul, which I'm sure is as black as the night itself, unfortunately, because you have no idea what's going on, and you're defending Michelle Malkin, for God's sakes. All right, let's continue. In short, according to the Dallas Morning News, Alex Jones called for Michelle Malkin to be murdered. InfoWars, Prison Planet, and no shortage of blogs and websites have spent the last 2 days revealing this for what it is, a complete lie, in fact, a neocon dirty trick. It really is quite amazing that the Dallas Morning News would be so careless. I have committed libel. No, it has committed libel, and there is plenty of irrefutable evidence that Alex Jones did not call for Malkin's murder. In the opinion of this writer, the Dallas Morning News does not need to apologize not only needs to apologize, but to print a retraction, it needs to fire Mark Davis for violating journalistic ethics. But then I forgot, the corporate media has no ethics. Well said, Mr. Nemo. Well said indeed. I mean, they don't. They have no scruples. I mean, you watch Chris Matthews up there talking about Michelle Obama yesterday. Well, Alex and others are chanting in the background that 9/11 was an inside job. Signs are everywhere. You know, it's all right there. And, of course, he just ignores it and tries to talk over them. But you couldn't watch that program without wanting to go to InfoWars.com and see what he says. I want to let listeners know that over at InfoWars.com right now, the numbers have been posted to the Daily Morning News, the Dallas Morning News editors. Let me try to find that. Okay, it's right on the top. Kurt Nemo does such a bang-up job of doing this stuff in real time. All right, get your pens ready, folks. You can call. Let's see. The main telephone number is 214-977-8200. That's 214-977-8200. If you'd rather send a fax, the fax number is 214-977-8201. That's 214-977-8201. If you want to go after the editorial staff itself, James M. Maroney III, he is the chief executive officer and publisher, is 214-977-6685. That's 214-977-6685. If you want to get a hold of Robert W. Mong Jr., he is another editor, it is 214-977-6828. That is 214-977-6828. If you'd like to get a hold of the vice president and managing editor, it is 214-977-8341. That's 214-977-8341. And if you want to get the vice president on the line, it's 214-977-8253. 214-977-8253. Hopefully all you people out there are going to take action. You're going to call them up and let them know that it is not okay. I repeat, not okay to lie about Alex Jones and say that he's calling for the murder of other people. That's not what we do here. We call for everybody to be informed. So go to InfoWars.com right now and check it out.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And just to be fair, we're going to play the Malkin confrontation. We're going to play about 5-6 minutes of it before the end of this segment. And we're going to let you decide. Did Alex Jones say kill Michelle Malkin? Well, all the evidence points to no, because he did not. And for the Dallas Morning News to put this garbage out, we need you to call them. We need you to tell them, listen, we not only want an apology and a retraction, but we want you to fire Mark Davis. He should no longer be a contributor to this paper, because that's just pure trash. All right, let's play the Malkin clip.
Michelle Malkin's right here. Michelle Malkin, come on, come on.
Hey, Michelle Malkin. You still promoting FEMA camps for the American people? Your book, The Case for Internment Camps. I'm Alex Jones. I interviewed you one time.
Well, you haven't read my book.
Yes, I have.
Also, I'm working here, so turn your...
Well, you're acting all elitist and powerful.
Yeah, real elitist. I'm working. There's a protest going on.
Well, it's a free country. I'm standing right here. I know you want to put me in a camp for it.
Yeah, right.
You were too shrill for Fox News, huh?
But Michelle,
who are you?
Michelle, why are you disrespecting the 9/11 victims' family members?
One of the little neocon fake liberals that take this country over.
There are unanswered questions of
9/11. It's real funny.
Bill Doyle,
it's real funny, head
of the largest victims' family members group.
Destroy it, you helped sell it out of the New World Order.
Bill Doyle, head of the largest victims' family members.
Yeah, the majority of victims' families know 9/11 is an inside job, Michelle.
So why do you keep disrespecting them on Fox?
Hey, you know what? The majority of people know, and you guys have totally shot your wad, and you're discredited. And the New Yorker magazine just reported Dick Cheney's plan to attack our own ships. You don't want to talk about that, do you, Michelle Malkin?
There's family members celebrities standing up for 9/11 shoes.
Don't you touch me again.
Huh?
No.
You were the first.
No, but let me.
me just tell you something. That makeup makes you look a lot better on TV. Looks like that evil starting to get to your soul. You're disgusting, wicked New World Order trash. You are. Let me tell you something. You said that dog the Marines threw out the clip was fake. It's admitted to be real. You said that was fake, and then you never backed off on it. Keep your hands off me, punk. You've already touched me once.
You touched me.
No, you liar. Let me tell you something. They murdered that little dog just like they murdered those Iraqi children. And you lied and said I was a liar.
Alex Jones is a couple of stooges wearing a
Relax.
Keep your hands off me, my friend.
Not
that kind of little guy.
I read your blog every day.
Okay, Rob.
Michelle Malkin is a true patriot.
Where is that monster?
There she is. Get over here, Richard.
All right, let's cut it right now. Well, there you have it. Alex Jones clearly never calls for her death, clearly is not violent, clearly tries to engage her in conversation first, but again, she's not interested in talking about the facts. She's not interested in talking about how Cheney wanted to dress up U.S. Navy SEALs, like Iranians, have them in a PT boat, get into a live shootout so we can go into Iran. Remember that PT boat incident probably about 5-6 months ago now? Guys speaking American, radioing over, trying to provocateur some kind of a conflict where our ships were going to fire on them. Yeah, see, they've been trying to do this for a while, and they're going to continue to try to do this. I want to remind everybody, Fabled Enemies dropping August 31st. We're going to have an exclusive trailer playing it for the first time in just a moment. And you can get the DVD on September 1st, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She'll just sit there as the night grows still. Just say who gonna take away his license to kill.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be playing the Inside Edition coverage for you guys. Probably in the second hour, Alex is going to be calling in. But we're going to be playing a couple of the trailers and some of the new trailers in a little bit of Fabled Enemies. Hopefully we can pull up trailer 2 right now, Israeli Operatives. And I did a morning show today, and I was asked, well, what's different about this film than, say, a lot of the other 9/11 films out there? And I said, well, number one, we're not really looking at the physical anomalies here. We don't bring up the Pentagon. We're not talking about Shanksville. We're not talking about controlled demolition. I'm like, number two, we really blow wide open the International Intelligence Organization that carried out the attacks, from the Israelis to the Pakistanis to the Saudis to the people within our own government. And we also blow it wide open that the shadow government does indeed exist, was in effect on 9/11, was put into place through drills, and was in place long after 9/11. So let's bring up the Israeli operative chapter or trailer and play that.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
States. Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they are in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have a suspect who is going to the van, and that exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States. The largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
Well, there you go. Fabled Enemies drops August 31st. And I can't wait. I know a lot of you people out there can't wait. And I'm just totally excited to get it out there. I'm so happy that Alex Jones gave me this opportunity to put this film out there, to share it with the world. And again, we hope that you get copies of it. We hope you make copies. We hope that you hold screenings in your house, in your local church, at your local community center, put it on public access. Because a lot of people are still not aware that 9/11 was indeed an inside job, with the help of other intelligence services. Because this is bigger than America. This is about globalism, folks. I know a lot of you don't want to hear that. I know a lot of you want to get stuck in this false left-right paradigm where Barack Obama is for change, and he's change we can vote for, and everything's going to turn around in the next 4 years because we're not going to have a Republican in office. But you see, that's just not reality. They need that false system of hope for people. They need people to say, okay, this guy is really going to help me out. He's not going to help you out. He's bad, bad news. And when I say he's bad, bad news, you better believe he's bad, bad news. You know, I had Colonel Paul Craig Roberts on yesterday, and he literally said we were on the brink of a nuclear Armageddon. Now, I wasn't really prepared for this, or him as a guest, to say something like this. I've had him on before. He has a lot of good information. He is clearly stuck in this left-right paradigm, having worked in the Reagan administration with a lot of the quote-unquote crazies, if you will. Ray McGovern also coined the term that Rumsfeld, Cheney, that whole crew were known as the quote-unquote crazies back in his day. And I'd have to agree, they are completely and totally insane, out of their minds, if you will. And for some reason, he said that we could be on the brink of a nuclear war with Russia, and this would not be a all of a sudden there's attacks and we regroup in this country and there's conscription and we're in a world war. He said, no, they're going to nuke us, and it's not going to be one of these toy nukes they used in Japan. I'm like, oh my God, those are supposedly toy nukes now? He's like, oh yeah, they let one off. He's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they went and hit Washington and that killed everybody from Boston to Atlanta. Can you imagine that? You're wiping out one-third of the United States population right there, 100 million people. Devastating. I can't even think about it. It gives me chills just thinking about it. I sure hope he's wrong. But at the same time, you know, I listened to another interview he did later in the day, and he said, you know, Brzezinski was not a madman and that he would rather see Brzezinski in charge, and just totally and completely off base that it drives me up a wall to even think that, well, anybody could fall for this stuff anymore. That people think there's a difference. Well, there's not a difference, okay? There's just not a difference at all. I mean, there's a little bit difference of ideology. Of course, the people at the top are simply doing their best, if you will, to gain more power. You know, they're not really friends with each other. They stab each other in the back constantly. But their goal is the same. Their goal is globalism. Their goal is to have a one-world government. Their goal is basically to take away our freedom, to build a North American Union, to build the European Union up even farther, to build the Pan-American Union up even farther, and eventually have a United Nations-type body rule over all of us, where we're chipped and controlled, and we pay a carbon tax on our homes, and how much gas we use, and how many cars we have, and how many children we have, and it'll be all very eco-friendly. They'll fear-monger with their global warming, and a lot of people are going to buy into it. It's very sad. I do not want to pay a global tax based on the energy I used. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. I think it's appalling. I think it's disgusting. But Al Gore is going to talk tonight at the DNC, and don't think he won't fearmonger with his global warming fiasco movie there. Ugh. Even though thousands of scientists have come out saying it's a total and complete hoax, they don't want to be associated with it. I mean, they were pumping global cooling 30, 40 years ago, and then they decided to lie to my generation. Well, I sat in class and I looked up at the television set and they were playing, you know, Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg and Vinnie Delpino from Doogie Howser telling me how by 2020 we were all going to be in radiation suits and, you know, the air wouldn't be fit to breathe and we needed to do something about it. And I'm just like, oh my God, the oceans are going to rise and people are going to die and we're just polluting the planet. What's wrong with us? We're so bad. And now they've offered us the solution without actually offering it to us. They've just started to put artificial clouds in the skies, contrails, chemtrails, whatever you want to call them. We had the leader in that, I wouldn't say leader, but I'd say the foremost expert in that on yesterday. And if you missed the show, you can get the podcast over at Infowars.com for free. And she's very careful on what she calls it because there are so many public, okay, let me say it again. So many public programs. Let me say it again. So many public programs for weather modification. Just all over the place. And I think she's very, very smart in her approach. But anyway, getting back to how they're offering us this solution. They're not really offering it to us. They're putting fake clouds in the sky, and then they're putting out press releases through NASA saying that it's to combat global warming. So that when more people get hip to it and start asking questions about it, they'll immediately be told, well, we're supposed to keep it pretty quiet, but it's for your safety. We're combating global warming. We're trying to save the planet. No, in fact, they're poisoning us, and they're trying to reduce our population. I know that's very hard for some of you to believe and accept, but cancer has shot through the roof in the last 20 years. Autism has shot through the roof in the last 20 years. People are dying from other sicknesses because their immune system just can't handle it. And it's coming here. It's coming here. It's not just in third world nations. Can you imagine a population reduction of 100 million in this country? From nuclear war or otherwise? I can't. We would be a shell of our former selves. It's very, very frightening to me that people are even talking about this, that people think that this could be on the table, that people believe that we could be going into this, man. It frustrates me to no end. And it makes me very, very wary of not only what I report, but how I live and who I, you know, associate with and who I can relate to. I mean, obviously, I don't want this to happen to me or my family. I don't want it to happen to you. I don't want it to happen to my friends. I don't want it to happen. I want sensible heads to prevail. But when you have Putin going on CNN, and this is the headline, Putin accuses U.S. of orchestrating Georgian war. Accuses U.S.? They're the ones that attacked, and they admit it right in the very beginning. And then they say there's no evidence to back it up, but let's read it. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has accused the United States of orchestrating the conflict in Georgia to benefit one of its presidential election candidates. In an exclusive interview with CNN's Matthew Chance in the Black Sea city of Sochi Thursday, Putin said that U.S. had encouraged Georgia to attack the autonomous region of South Ossetia. Yes, they did. They brought in U.S. special forces. They brought in Israeli special forces. They were running drills. Absolutely encouraged them to go attack them. Putin told CNN his defense officials told him that it was done to benefit a presidential candidate. Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama are competing to secede George W. Bush, although he presented no evidence to back it up. When told that many diplomats in the United States and Europe blame Russia for provoking the conflict and for invading Georgia, Putin said Russia had no choice but to invade Georgia after dozens of its peacekeepers in South Ossetia were killed. He told Chance was an avert human calamity. Yeah, it was an avert to a human calamity. They stopped the ethnic cleansing there. Maybe we'll pull up that 12-year-old girl clip where she clearly says that South Ossetia was attacked by Georgian troops. Russian troops helped her get out and back to this country. How dare she say that on Fox News? She immediately got cut off and they said they had to go to a break. Shepard Smith just didn't know what to do. Then you got Saakashvili running around talking about how he's pro-New World Order and how this is about the future of the New World Order and the European and Europe in general. I mean, he's just a dude that wants to get into NATO. That's part of this globalist scheme. That wants more power. More power. They always want more power. Because we're a slave class. You know, they want to rule over us. They want to treat us like dirt. They want to treat us like filth. They want to treat us like we're low-level morons. And Saakashvili is a great speaker. He talks about Orwellianism. He talks about doublespeak. He talks about Russia being the great aggressor and how it's peaceful and democratic in Georgia. No, you're our puppet state. We put you together. That's not fooling anybody. But it's not fooling my audience. It's fooling a lot of other people. I watched Pat Buchanan yesterday talking about what an exciting election and race this has been. And I'm thinking to myself, Buchanan, no, it hasn't. It hasn't been exciting. You know, he's talking about the back and forth between Hillary and Obama. I'm like, I don't care, man. Why don't you talk about that article you wrote where you clearly state that Georgia was the aggressor, that Russia just went in there to stop the ethnic cleansing. Why don't you talk about that, Pat? That's what I want to hear on the mainstream news. I mean, you're on it enough. You're on MSNBC enough to say something. But I'm sure he's under contract and he's not allowed to discuss it. It's a sad, sad world when even those who are kind of in the main line, when they put out something that's truthful and honest, they feel pressure not to speak about it on television. It's ludicrous. The media is there supposedly to protect us from corporations, from government. But now they're owned by the corporations and the government, which are really one and the same because they're owned by the same special interests. And that military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about so many years ago has finally come to fruition on a new level. On a level where they can buy up the media, where they can broadcast whatever they want on the main networks, where they can create sub-networks to broadcast whatever they want, where they can do so overtly that they can literally have a channel called the Military Channel. It's not enough that they're pumping propaganda through the History Channel or the Learning Channel or the Discovery Channel. Now they're going to have their own network. Well, they've had their own network for some time. I watch the Military Channel. You watch things like future weapons, and you can't believe it. You start telling your friends about these future weapons, and unless they actually saw the show, they can't believe it either. Like, I actually had somebody emailing me the other day asking me where the proof was for microwave weapons. And I'm like, are you serious? Just type it into CNN, man. They literally put the soldiers out in an open field. They mount the thing on a van or a truck or a piece of military equipment. And they flip it on. All of a sudden, everybody feels like they're on fire, and they literally start running. They just run away. I'm sure it's extremely uncomfortable to get hit with those kind of radio waves. Probably more than extremely uncomfortable. But they do exist. They use them on protesters. They use them to squelch dissent. They're at the DNC right now. And they exist. It's like saying, you know, the sky is blue and the sun comes up in the morning. That microwave weapons exist, but there will still be people who email me after the show and say, Jason, microwave weapons don't exist. Come on, stop it. Sound weapons don't exist. They never use them against the American populace anyway. Why are you causing all this alarm? Well, this is why I'm causing the alarm. We have a Second Amendment for a reason. Our Second Amendment is there so that we can defend ourselves if we're attacked. Now, these weapons have gotten to a place where, say SWAT wants to come into my house. They're rounding people up for whatever reason. And they don't just have guns. They don't just have tanks. They are able to disarm me very easily by pointing a sound weapon at my home and hitting me with it. And I'm just going to go running for the hills, probably out the back door, running away from the sound wave as quickly as possible. I'm not going to be able to hold a gun. I'm not going to be able to pull a trigger. I'm not going to be able to set up or defend myself. But these are the weapons that our quote-unquote government has. And they'll be privately contracted out to people like Blackwater and other terrible, terrible mercenary agencies that are out there, again, on behalf of the corporate interests, on behalf of people like Cheney and Halliburton, and on behalf of, you know, people like Blair in the background, and on behalf of all these people moving out to Dubai for their little luxury vacations, these multi-billionaires that just don't really care about you or me, that love to rip off the American people, that love to consolidate their power, that love to foreclose on the housing market, take the money from the banks, those people. Those really, really nice, loving people that parade around as our saviors and act like they're doing us a favor every time they're on the television, saying how much they're going to give to us and how much better things are going to be when we put them in office. But that's not how it works. Things ain't going to change for the better when Barack Obama's in office. In fact, they're probably going to change for the worse. And a lot of people won't realize it because they'll be so mesmerized by his voice. We're going to come back with an exclusive trailer from Fabled Enemies. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
The days are bright. Little Jim Morrison for the kids. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. And Alex will be back for you next week. We're going to be playing the best of this week in the DNC on Friday, which is tomorrow. And I'm going to be taking off for New York right after this radio broadcast. So I want to give you a little treat. Let's play the Barry Jennings teaser from Fabled Enemies, and then we'll come back after that.
When the Office of Emergency Management did an activation, they always included our locale. I received the call shortly after the first plane hit. I got there, I had to be inside on the 23rd floor when the second plane hit. Upon arriving into the OEM EOC, we noticed that everybody was gone. I saw coffee that was on a desk. Still, the smoke was still coming off the coffee. I saw half-eaten sandwiches. And only me, Mr. Hess, was up there. After I called several individuals, one individual told me that to leave and leave right away.
Both would go on network television on 9/11 and make the claim they experienced explosions inside the building as they tried to evacuate.
Give you a live picture down Church Street. Fire crews now walking back toward the scene. We have seen them all morning trying to walk away, because what happens is every time a little piece of the building comes down, a huge black cloud comes at us, making it almost impossible to breathe or see anything in front of them. But now, at least for the past couple of minutes, it has been clear from this space back on Chambers in that area. So now they're walking back toward the World Trade Center. And as we keep letting you hear the personal stories, the survivor stories of exactly what happened inside the World Trade Center when that first plane went in, and of course the collapses since then, we're going to bring more of those to you now. Barry Jennings, you're on the 8th floor. You work for the City Housing Department. Explain to me the moment of impact.
Well, me and Mr. Hess, the Corporation Counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hess. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here. I took a fire extinguisher and I bust the window out. That's when this gentleman here heard my cries for help. This gentleman right here, and he said, kept saying, stand by, somebody's coming to get you. They couldn't get to us for an hour because they couldn't find us.
You thought that was it?
I thought we're dead. I thought that was it.
All right, folks, there it is. Dropping August 31st, and that was just a little teaser. We got the Biden teaser out, and I just put out the COG teaser and the COG trailer. There's going to be stories about those up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo will be writing reviews for that this week, and you'll see those on Friday, so you can get their take on the film and whether or not they enjoyed it and what content they feel is important in it. But, you know, again, I'm very proud of this movie. I've gotten nothing but good feedback from the people that I've actually let watch it, which is few and far between, of course. But, you know, I had Dylan view it and tell me what he thought. He was rather impressed with the James Woods information and some of the COG stuff. Really liked the Mike Rivero interview. But I'm breaking new ground with this. So once again, Fabled Enemies, August 31st. DVD on September 1st. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 60 cents a day. Come on, give me a break. Infowars.com. Alex Jones, after this.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex all week while he's at the DNC. And I gotta tell you, Ralph Nader gave a really riveting speech last night. He gave a little too much credit to the Democrats, I think, but he clearly said that they're both owned by the corporations. He talked about a social movement and how easy it would be for us young people to do so, and he also talked about how much energy us young people have and how you don't get that later on in life. And if they only knew how to harness that energy and start a movement, it would be very, very simple. And I agree with him. I'm with him 110%. There are so many opportunities for young people like myself and those out here, out there listening, to get involved. And you can do that simply by going and sharing videos with your neighbors. By maybe making a video, by doing small YouTube videos, you know, and nothing's stopping the average person from making these movies. I'm not going to lie, this last one cost about 20 G's to make. It was quite a bit of money. But the only reason it cost that much is because, well, I needed a new Mac workstation. That's about $4,000. And then, you know, I had to have some kind of transportation out here. So that cost me actually the majority of my money. And then I have to live out here, and then Alex has to pay his editors, the fine editors here who, you know, wear many hats like Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson, who are out there in the DNC with him. And it's pretty cheap. I mean, obviously, my film has a little bit more production value than some of the other ones out there, but if you're creative, if you went to school for digital video editing, much like myself, you can do this. You can do it with, you know, Windows Movie Maker, if you like, if you're slick enough. You can do it with the Adobe suites. I mean, obviously, I'm a Final Cut Pro man now, but you have great power. First, study the issue, then decide what you want to do. Maybe you want to write a book. You know, I haven't seen a really great youth book out there in a while. I mean, some of the great books that have come out, in my opinion, are obviously Ron Paul's Revolution, A Manifesto. You know, that's just incredible to me that that was able to get number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Jesse Ventura, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. And now Corsi with this blockbuster Obama Nation. That's not to say that I don't enjoy Tex Mar's work, too, because I was pretty interested in Mysterious Monuments. And, of course, his previous work, Codex Magica. The majority of what I just said is listed. You can go get those right now at Infowars.com. But really, it comes down to, have you decided that you want to make a difference? Have you decided you've had enough? Have you decided that, wait a minute, I can affect change? Because we're told every day, oh, you can't do anything about it. That's just the way it is. You ain't going to do nothing. What am I going to do about it? How about be an adult? How about grow up? I know that we're trained to suckle at the teat of government until we're, you know, 35, 40 years old. A lot of us don't get out of our parents' house until we're 30 years old now. Kind of disgusting, if you ask me. I mean, you go to college for 4 to 6 to 8 years, depending on how slovenly you are and how motivated you are and how much you know what you want to do, or you just want to be a professional student. And then a lot of these guys just go right back and live at home, you know, back to their old bedroom until they're 29, 30, and they got a job from their dad or their uncle, and they work their way up, and now they've finally got their own little apartment. They can barely take care of themselves. You're a grown man. Move out of your parents' house, for God's sakes. I just don't see you being able to do really anything until you're able to take care of yourself. That's why a lot of these bloggers and commenters and trolls really bother me, because you know they're in the basement of their grandmother's house and they're on their futon, just no idea what's going on in the world. Well, I'll tell you what's going on in the world. It's tyranny. It's injustice. It's false paradigms. That's what's going on at the DNC right now. Alex Jones is going to be with us for the next 10 or 15 minutes at the quote-unquote free speech zone. Doesn't sound like much free speech is going on.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. Alex Jones down at the DNC over at the Free Speech Zones. He's with Cindy Sheehan. Hopefully he's going to be joining us. But Nader really stepped up and said, you know what? You want to start a social movement, young people? Put down the iPods. It's not going to be easy. But you could make it easy by making it an issue to turn onto politics. And I agree. I agree that if you don't turn on to politics, politics will indeed turn on you. And if you allow that to happen, which we have, you're going to wind up in wars in the Middle East. You're going to wind up with a devaluing dollar. You're going to wind up with your house being foreclosed on. You're going to wind up with your bank taking your money and just saying, bye-bye, no money for you. And then you're going to end up with a pile of money that's actually worthless if you were smart enough to get your money out of the bank. Sounds terrible, but it's true. You don't doubt me? IndyMac in San Diego, gone. Lots of people losing their homes right now. In the next 2 years, so many more are going to lose their homes. You sign on to an idiotic loan, folks. You don't read the fine print. You don't know what kind of interest you're paying. You don't know how the interest can change at any moment. You almost deserve what you get, but I don't believe that. You know, a lot of these people, they work 40, 60, 80 hours a week. Some of them are two families. We're talking between the two, 120 hours a week, barely scraping by. And they don't have time in their eyes to care about the issues. They just want to care what the TV tells them. That's why I make movies, because they get to watch their TV for an hour and a half and 2 hours, and maybe it motivates them to stop watching, like, the propaganda, to start copying my films, to start saying to their neighbor, hey, you know, that 9/11... there's a lot of unanswered questions, huh? That NIST report that just came out, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? All right, we do have Alex Jones with us, live from the DNC over at the Free Speech Zones. Alex.
Hey, Jason, am I coming in loud and clear to you?
Yes, very clear.
Well, first off, we need the audience's help on several things, and I'll give everybody a report on what's happened in the last 24 hours here at the DNC in Denver. It's all very interesting, very important. First off, we need everybody's help, though. The Dallas Morning News writer, Mark Davis, who is a neocon talk show host, he has done what none of the mainstream media did in the last 2 days. The first day, they bit and reported that I had said kill Michelle Malkin. But after they were had a chance to see the different video angles and that it was her supporters behind me, yelling, kill Michelle Malkin, there have been some retractions. And even some of the neocon blogs have to admit, okay, other people were yelling, kill Michelle Malkin, but they were with Alex Jones. So they're still putting out that disinfo. But the Dallas Morning News and Mark Davis, Dallas Morning News is in the top 10 papers. It's listed by many services by the 9th or 10th largest paper in the United States. It's the number one paper in Oklahoma, Texas, and surrounding areas. It's the big regional paper owned by Belo Broadcasting, the Belo family, and he says, I'm discredited, I'm evil, I'm bad, you know, all these horrible names. it is the definition of defamation, of libel, because he's saying, I want to discredit Alex Jones. He says in there, this discredits Alex Jones. So he's stating a lie, a slander, a libel, a defamation, and then adding to it that he means to hurt me with the information. Now, there's a couple video angles out there where you see me talking, you can hear me talking to Malkin, who's getting in my face. I've been in her face, she's getting in my face. And the guys are leaning over me screaming, and you can clearly see that I'm talking, you can hear me talking, loud but not screaming at that time, and they're screaming over me, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin. They're chanting in unison. And they were with Malkin, we know that. Now, were they working for her? Does she really even know them? No. There were a couple of local neocon blogs, and they had the national pajamas blog that she posts and cross-promotes, and you know they write for each other. Mm-hmm. He was there. He was the bearded ninny who was bumping into me. And there was another guy with a mustache running around. I mean, this is important because they're trying to demonize all of us, and we have her people then going over and saying, he's saying kill Michelle Malkin, and then laughing about it when they know that they were the ones doing it. Now, that's all documented on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Some of my detractors in the, quote, Patriot or Truth Movement are seizing on this, thinking, oh, Alex Jones is being criticized. Yes, he deserves it. He's bad. The Alex Jones. Well, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated, as Mark Plant said. No, this is good for Infowars.com in a sick way. And PrisonPlanet.com, we're getting more hits than ever. Millions of people visiting the sites, you know, on a weekly basis, now a daily basis. Huge upsurge in listenership, video views. This is good for Infowars.com. Get that straight. You failed again. Both government minions, my haters, my stalkers, all of you, the neocon followers. But it does hurt the 9/11 truth movement if they're able to get this hoax through. But I have to say the hoax has failed. National media, I'd say about 80% of them now are having to admit that I did not say kill her and that it was all distorted. People are seeing the start of the video where they're coming up and bucking into us and grabbing Rob's camera. And we showed that to Inside Edition yesterday, and they had to admit it. So all of this is coming out on that front. But I don't want to sue the Dallas Morning News. I mean, we can talk about sue. I'm somebody who's actually sued people four times and won every time. And because I know I've got to go perfect the case, get the evidence, get the witnesses, get affidavits. I mean, if I'm going to sue somebody, I'm going to kick their ass. Excuse my strong language there. But, I mean, if I sue somebody, I'm coming after you. And I intend to win. I'm not going to just blow money for nuisance lawsuits. I mean, I am going to beat you. And I am in the right on this, and there's no doubt I can sue B-Lo and probably get a settlement out of it. But I don't want some settlement out of B-Lo. I want B-Lo now to not retract on page A-12, but I want B-Lo to retract now. And we have Mark Davis's phone number, but it's pointless calling that one. I guess you can call it if you want at the Dallas Morning News, 214-787-1820, 214-787-1820. But the main number is the one to call, and you need to ask for their editors, their blog, web editors, the main editors of the Dallas Morning News. My mother, by the way, worked when I was growing up. 214-977-8222. 214-977-8222. 214-977-8222. People need to call the Dallas Morning News and say, look, you better go watch the videos online. You better find out that you said Alex Jones said kill Michelle Malkin with foots. We are getting threats over this. People, idiot, weak-minded people are believing it. You better understand this was a setup, and that your guy knows that, and that you're the only major paper that has bought into this hook, line, and sinker, and that you're in a lot of trouble. You know, I'm saying right now, and by the way, this perfects my lawsuit. The fact that we're putting them on notice, and I've got to call my lawyer later today and have him send them a letter, that even further perfects it. The fact that it was done with malice of forethought, with intent to do financial and harm as well as harm to my name, the fact that the guy basically states he's wanting to hurt me and discredit me, the fact that there's malice of forethought that it's disinformation, now we put them on notice with phone calls, with a letter, and we've put a notice up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because Kurt's worked for a bunch of newspapers. some of the biggest in the country. He's worked for big TV stations. He knows how it works. The notice, without me even telling Kurt Nimmo, he put it up. So they're on notice there, public notice. We're going to put them in notice by registered letter that I'm going to have mailed out tomorrow. Maybe get it done today. And I got a high-powered lawyer, folks. You know, he's in the top 10, number 3 last year, Texas Monthly, Texas Lawyers, a mean litigator. Family friends, the only reason I can, you know, have a lawyer this good, a friend of my father's. But this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. I don't want to sue B-Low, but I'm sick of these lying neocon scum, and I'm tired of them getting away with it. And I want Mark Davis to know something, too. Mark Davis, you don't have big B-Low lawyers, and I'm going to sue you personally if you don't retract this, you piece of crap jackass. This is not a joke. You don't go in one of the largest newspapers in the country and tell people I said kill a woman when it's a fraud and a lie and you know it. So I'm going to tell you something, Mark Davis. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. I don't threaten people unless I am really intending to do something. So I'm going to give you 48 hours to retract your lies about me, or I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to take that jet boat. I'm going to take that water ski away from you. You understand? I mean, I am going to hurt you like you've hurt me. That's how it works. You've damaged me, and I'm giving you this chance. If you retract, I will not sue you. But if you hold the defamation up, I am going to come after you, Mark Davis. You have been put on notice, and I want everybody to call him and put him on notice. 214-787-1820. Sounds like it's off the hook. I've been trying to call all morning. It's busy, or there's no answering machine. 214-787-1820.
We've got some other numbers if you want, Alex. I mean, we've got the executive officer numbers, too, we've been giving out.
Yep, give it out.
All right, listen, if you want to get in with the CEO, we're talking 214-977-6685. That's 214-977-6685. And if you want the main editor, it is 214-977-6828. That's 214-977-6828. Go ahead, Alex.
Absolutely. And folks, this is serious. If we get a retraction in the Dallas Morning News, it'll totally discredit the neocons further. Just like Michelle Malkin said, I was a liar on her hot air blog. Now understand, AP, everybody was reporting that the Marines were saying, yes, our Marines did it. We're going to kick them out. And but she didn't want to attack them. She wanted to discredit the story by claiming, oh, look, the kook, Alex Jones, the liar, he says this. And so she made it up that I made it up and that it was, you know, a robot dog. And see, they've been discredited on that now. So let's just discredit them further. We need this retraction. I'll come back and tell you about Sean Penn, Josh Brolin, Tom from Rage Against the Machine. Stay with us.
Loaded. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes with Alex Jones right now. We're going to play that Inside Edition clip in a little bit, and we're also going to play Malkin and her pajama party people admitting that the people that were calling for her death were not with Alex Jones and were provocateurs. They even admit that they were bashing Alex Jones after they were bashing Michelle Malkin, saying to kill her. So we'll have that for you before the final hour. Alex, take it away.
Jason, you know why they did that? Because I put Pajamas Media and I put her manager on notice 2 days ago. I said, you're out there putting this stuff out. And I said, Malkin, I do not want to sue you. And I told her manager, everybody, I said, you better come out with the truth. And by the way, my dad wants me to put a PI, and I've done this a couple times on people, you know, again, sent the head of Access TV to prison with a PI, that, you know, we fed the info to the police. I mean, I'm not playing games. These people were with her, and I am mad. And it's more than just them admitting that it wasn't me doing that. Those little bastards set me up and punked me, and I don't like it. Now, I sound mad. I am, folks. I am just absolutely sick of all of this. But anyways, it's just the way these people operate, and to know that for decades they've been getting away with this in the mainstream media, but now because the alternative media has gotten so big, they're still playing a 10-, 20-, 30-year-old game in a new era. And that's why we're kicking their butt, thanks to you, the listeners. But I had an amazing evening last night. I wish I would have gotten there earlier. Ralph Nader's people called me. They're just so nice. And I didn't know they were like literally all fans telling me about this show, that show. I love this show. I love what you do with Michelle Malkin. I mean, his manager has been listening for years. You know, his campaign head, all his people were just so cool to us. And I didn't, and so they said, oh, come to a little press conference we're having at this big, you know, university function that had like, looked like about 10,000 people at it. It was totally packed. And, of course, I went to a big protest, got blocked in by the police during a critical mass, got there an hour and a half late, and missed the press conference with Josh Brolin, the guy that, you know, I mean, one of my favorite actors, man, in No Country for Old Men. He was an American Gangster, just playing the best crooked cop I've ever seen. I mean, I just love this guy.
He's in Stand By Me, too, as a kid. I mean, he's been acting forever.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing. And then I talked to him. I talked to Sean Penn, and they were aware of my films. Of course, I talked to Penn one other time, but when I was out in L.A. But the point is that we talked to those guys some. We also did an interview with Tom Morella of Rage Against the Machine, and he talked about false flag terror and the Bush administration staging terror attacks and how he was and how he's worried about that. We're so busy here that that's probably not going to be uploaded because I could sit around at the condo all day we've rented and try to upload that. I'm thinking about trying to play it through a camera off the tape over the Justin TV, maybe tonight, because but this is the last day, so there's going to be a big protest. It's a catch-22. I don't know what to cover. And the guy's sitting there drinking whiskey out of a teacup, and a real smart, you know, Harvard-educated. And he goes, here, Alex, have the rest. And I'm not a drinking guy on the job, not a drinking guy most of the time, period. But I have to tell you, Tom Morella, you know, giving me the Jameson's whiskey. I went ahead and had a sip of it and gave the rest to Rob. But the point is, it was just a lot of fun. Interviewed Cindy Sheehan, got interviewed by some other folks there. And this Justin TV thing is hit and miss. We taped, you know, we streamed the whole thing live. We had like four or five laptop batteries, and only about a third of it went out. So it's really getting hit and miss. And what we've been told, talking to some of their IT people, is we're just sending them too many people that they're not accustomed to having 10,000, 20,000. We've had 20-plus thousand people viewing a single video on there at one time. You know, the first 2 days we had over 100,000. Now it's crawled down to about 25,000 when I checked last night that have watched since then because they just can't handle it. Every time we go live, it's the number one video, and that's a big site now. It's bigger than Infowars.com. It's rated like 1,000 on Alexa, and Infowars is like, you know, 5,500, 6,000. So I mean, it's just ultra massive. You know, it's bigger than WorldNet Daily, which is like 2,000 on the web.
It's bigger than MSNBC.com. It's bigger than a lot of news agencies.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are number one on that, but we're just shutting them down, slamming them. So we're trying to get that out to everybody. Just so much exciting stuff. We're trying to go live with it with Sean Penn and Josh Brolin, but it just wasn't working.
Talk about the Corsi interview, because I watched that live on Justin TV, and it's not on the archives yet, but I thought it was a thrilling interview.
That's right. We just run into Corsi after we interviewed Nader at the Sheraton, where everything's... I'll just go hang out at the Sheraton today, man. That's where the action's at. Just senators, congressmen, you know, movie stars, just all over the place. And, in fact, I've been thinking about what I want to do today. I think I'm just going to go over there. We'll get about too much on air on our fans over there. But, you know, the point is that it is just wall-to-wall stuff happening. We haven't eaten breakfast yet. I'm going to run in here and eat breakfast. And I'm going to think about some other things I wanted to talk about, Jason, and I'll call back in, but look for the Morello thing coming up, the Corsi interview, so much more got covered.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes with Alex Jones. And Alex, you were finishing up a point?
Yeah, I have several that I wanted to finish up. Number one, I want to thank you, Jason. Having you here the last 5.5, 6 months has been great. It's been wonderful to have somebody that's trustworthy to sit in and fill in on the show that can also hold an audience. I know everybody's enjoyed listening to you. I know that you've been so busy making fabled enemies with myself and Rob and Aaron. Excuse me, my voice is blown out. You suspended your radio show on Genesis, but I know we're going to get that back up and on the air for you as soon as you get back and properly with an ISDN line. Finally, you may have enough funding to actually afford a $50 a month ISDN line and some equipment to do the show from your home with your family and little niece and people you're supporting. So I just hope people will support you by getting Fabled Enemies. It's first and foremost a very important film. The final Continuity of Government trailer is coming out today with three sneak peeks. Those will be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the super high quality from our servers and in YouTube. We need those to go mega viral. But I wanted to thank you, and I wanted to thank all of our IT guys that are there in the office. I wanted to thank, of course, Paul Hartman. I wanted to thank Wes, who's transitioning out now in the next month with our helping our new IT people. He's going to work for some mainline industry companies, but I want to thank him for all the work he's done. I just want to thank, of course, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson. I want to thank John Harmon up at the network, Trey Kincaid, our producer. I mean, really, these are the people that have made all this possible, the cutting-edge video streaming we're doing, the all the guests, the information. I mean, it takes a lot to bring this together. And Jason, I'm really going to miss you. I know you're going to make another film, and you want to do it with us. So you're welcome in 6 months to come down here in the spring, as you're planning to do with the new film on a totally different subject, dealing with a new world order. So I look forward to seeing you again. And I want to wish you safe trek back to New York when you leave this afternoon, Jason. I wanted to do that. Now going back to the Pajamas Media radio show. I know they have it. I haven't heard this new one. You say you heard it.
I've got it, yeah.
Malkin, she admitted on John Gibson's show, I hadn't thought of this, she admitted on John Gibson that I didn't say killer. That was 2 days ago on his radio show on Fox Radio at the Fox News Center in New York. And you're saying she admitted in the Pajamas Bash piece. I want you to find that clip later next hour and play it. You said you could.
I've got it cued, actually.
Okay, well, that's what we need to send. We need to get that up on the web in a story and send it to the Dallas Morning News and say, here is the person saying I didn't do it. Now, retract now. Don't make me defend my name. This is, they're assaulting me with a lie, saying I said kill a woman. They are attacking my name and Patriot's name, the 9/11 Truth's name. They're punching us with this libelous attack. And so I'm just saying, stop assaulting me, retract your assault, and I won't sue you. But if they don't, God, I don't want to have to do this, because I don't want to do it. I don't have the time, the energy. I ignore so much other libel and slander by crackpots and nuts, but this is the Dallas Morning News. And so this is a very serious libel. It's very dangerous to my family. We're getting threats in. We're going to get you for threatening them, saying to kill that woman. There's a lot of nuts out there. So we need to play that Pajamas Media clip, point it out on their own site, and say, look, retract now. Retract individually Mark Davis, the writer that did this, and Dallas Morning News separately. You know, they better do it, and they better do it now. This is wrong. They've assaulted me with a major newspaper. They've bullied the American people. They've lied. They've engaged in a libelous defamation of myself and others. And so play that clip. Also play the Inside Edition. Mm-hmm. I know that's coming up. And we're going to have more live feeds for you today, more interviews for you today. It's really frustrating me to get the Corsi interview, and then it didn't archive and was erased. It's very frustrating to, you know, be with Sean Penn and the guy playing Bush in the new W movie, Josh Brolin, and to have that go into some black hole. It's very, very frustrating. But again, this is new technology, and it's what helped us show Michelle Malkin's people live, and that's what helped us get ahead of their propaganda, and we've really kicked their butt. I mean, we're turning the tide here. We've won about 70% of the battle here. If we can get a retraction again in the Dallas Morning News, that will then silence and fully discredit all these people that slandered us, that libeled us. So that is so important on that front. And like I said, we may go ahead and put the Rage Against the Machine interview up tonight. We do have the hard wire cameras with the great 15-minute interview with Corsi. I mean, there's just so much more we've got. It just goes on and on and on, all the amazing things we have. But I'm trying to figure out how to, we try to compress HD and go through all that. It would take hours and hours, probably 5-6 hours, just to put one clip up. That's the problem with high-quality cameras. But with the cruddy live streaming, it's instant. It's all just done. So we're going to try later, whenever we get a chance, to stream the Rage Against the Machine deal over Justin TV and the Corsi and some of the quick stuff with Brolin and Sean Penn. So that's all coming up today. If not, it'll just be when I get home Friday night. You know, we'll just do it next week because we got to rest some. That's why we need funds, folks. That's why we need the money bomb's important. The TV show we're setting up's important. The funds to hire more people, to have more webmasters, to have more IT people. We are all overstretched, and my whole team is, you know, really busting their hind ends, and we're not complaining. We love what we're doing. We got passion. It's just that I, you know, really have been cracking the whip and just appreciate all the guys and everything they've done. And if I forgot anybody else there at the office, I just want to thank all of them. I want to thank the GCN Radio Network and just the things that the slander, the lies that Genesis has gone through from the mainstream media, the alternative media, the jealous alternative media. Look, man, all of you can be doing the same thing we're doing. Get on a plane, get in an RV, come to Denver, do the same things we do. I mean, we support you. We want to interview you. We've been nothing but nice to everybody. And it always freaks me out that as we get bigger and bigger, and we're growing exponentially, I got news for people, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. As Rage Against the Machine says, and I'm just telling you, I feel sorry for you. I wish you'd come in, join the team, be positive. We're aware of the blackmail activities of some locals. We're aware of them wanting to, you know, run other scams. I mean, we're not stupid, folks. We have sources that you don't. And so to understand, we know what's going on. And I just, folks, you can't imagine the attacks, the level of attacks, the angles of attacks, stuff you wouldn't believe if I told you. It's just too damaging to this movement for me to bring it out. But I may. I'm considering. So I just can't hold back anymore, folks. I can't allow my friends, my family, my colleagues, I don't like having to ostracize people away from me, but I've just had to do it with some of the locals because they're just so dangerous and so bad. I mean, true evil. I mean, to come to grips with it, it's not just the New World Order. It's the public. We are a degenerate society falling apart, just totally degenerating. But there's good people, too. The good people are waking up. The alternative media is exploding. And that's why we got a lot of bad people trying to move into the middle of it and screw it up. We've all got to work together and move forward. And all my enemies, I mean, you know, you have all failed miserably. You will fail miserably. Do not poke the bear anymore. And the same goes to the Dallas Morning News, Michelle Malka, all of them. You know, the gloves are off. We're not playing games. We're up in our game. We're going all out in the battle for the Republic, and we are dedicated and committed. And everything people throw against us, just we turn right back against them, and it only makes us stronger. And all the glory goes to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I ask God to put a hedge of protection up around Jason Burmes, around my entire crew, around all of our colleagues and affiliates and allies, and our folks here in Denver. And my dad was trying to get me to come home today, saying he had a bad feeling about me being here. And my dad really does have great, quote, feeling, the sixth sense. My family's got that on both sides. And this is, I don't talk a lot about it, but the point is, we're here. We just ask for God's protection. And just God bless you, Jason. And I don't know if I'm going to New York. I said I might. I say I may. But I just love my family so much. We'll see if I'm going to New York. I want to freak folks out saying I may not go. I just, so much has come up. But then we get so much done when we go places that I feel like I have a responsibility. I don't want to crash the party at the Ron Paul thing. Everybody's asked me to go to that. I don't know. So a lot's happened in the next few weeks. I'm going to throw it back to you, Jason, so you can take over, and I just appreciate you, buddy.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you for all the opportunities you've given me. Without you, I wouldn't have been able to put together Fabled Enemies, and I really do enjoy doing this radio program, and I just love what you guys do out there. I mean, I'm just so excited to be a part of this revolutionary alternative media, which is breaking through to the mainstream and doing much more than the mainstream could ever hope to do in telling the truth to the American
people.
Well,
that's another point. In closing, there's so many points I forget to make, and when I'm out on the street, I want to call in and make them, and they never do. Think about how ineffectual the protesters are, the 5 or 6 groups, how they get almost no attention or the media focuses on the bad guys. And think about how the real alternative media, how we're taking it over, how we're exposing them, how we're discrediting them, how effective we have gotten. I mean, it is just so exciting to be part of this and to see how lean and mean we are in the info war, thanks to our listeners. You are the power. You are the people turning it loose. Well, Jason, I'll talk to you soon. Happy trails. Be careful.
All right. Thanks. God bless, Alex. All right, folks. With Alex leaving us, I think it's about time to play the Inside Edition clip that we have. All right. Let me cue up the old laptop and let me hit play.
A heated confrontation at the convention as political
Oh, no.
She didn't do a whole lot to step away at the convention as political commentator Michelle Malkin is verbally attacked outside the arena, and it was all caught on tape.
Your soul is lost! You're evil!
A hateful confrontation at the Democratic National Convention.
You dirty anti-American that doesn't believe in free speech! Shame on you coming out here!
The object of that verbal bashing was conservative columnist Michelle Malkin, who was covering a protest for Fox News when controversial radio personality Alex Jones went on the attack. Jones's people videotaped the encounter.
You little monster! You little fascist piece of trash!
I spoke to Jones today in Denver.
It's our right to go up and confront her about the despicable things she's written and said. She has her First Amendment. We have ours.
Jones believes 9/11 was the result of a U.S. government conspiracy. Malkin has condemned such theories as nutty and unfounded.
The majority of victims' families know 9/11 is an inside job, Michelle.
Malkin had this to say on her blog. 9/11 nutball Alex Jones started barking at me and attempting to make a scene and incite a riot. I should have brought my spit shield.
Hey, you get all fired up, and you're a big guy, and you're out there, you're saying that she's a fascist piece of trash.
That's right,
you're
she's
saying
a fascist
she's
piece
evil.
Of trash. She's
you're
evil.
Calling her a monster.
She is a monster.
You have to understand that you can rile up a crowd yelling that stuff to this woman on the street.
Well, sure, absolutely. This woman needed to be confronted.
You're evil!
Later in the broadcast...
There you go, folks. I wish that we didn't have all that feedback from the laptop, but unfortunately it's not on YouTube yet. We hope some of the great listeners had taped it and also put it on YouTube for later. And like I said, I really hope that people get to check out that Corsi interview before the weekend's up. And I myself, I'm very excited to see the Tom Morello interview, being a huge fan of his work. Now, I am going to cue up the clip of Pajamas Media. Now, I'm not sure if this part has Malkin in it or not, but she's on the line. She's their guest, you know. They're all rubbing each other's backs. It's quite disgusting. And they admit, right here, the one guy tries to say, oh, you know, tries to equate Alex Jones with these people that, you know, were calling for violence and blah, 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 blah. But the one guy has to fess up right away and say, all right, I can speak to that. They weren't with Alex Jones. So, that being said, let's play the clip.
To the town!
Michelle, what did you make of Jones referencing your Defense of Internment book from 2004?
Well, like 99.9% of the people who criticized the book so vociferously, who off the bat mischaracterized what my actual thesis and arguments are, has a poisonous element in public discourse.
Do you have any plans to update your 2005 book, Michelle, called Unhinged? Because it's
bring about a violent confrontation that he could then use to publicize his show. And you know, he was brave enough about it, as long as it was him and his entire mob confronting one small person.
There was no mob, okay? It was him.
He didn't particularly seem to like it that somebody was in the way. And he did his best to incite more trouble. Now, it's not absolutely clear to me if the guy that was yelling, kill Michelle Malkin, was one of his people or not. It seems plausible it wasn't.
I can speak to that, actually.
Andrew Marcus, go ahead.
We've looked at every angle of this that we can find from anybody else who's posted their footage, and we've looked at our own. And, you know, these guys are yelling things pretty much as rabble rousers. They were, you know, one minute they're shooting, they're yelling, you know, kill Michelle, and the next minute they're yelling Alex Jones is a corporate stooge. So,
yeah.
And definitely not to excuse them yelling, you know, kill Michelle.
Yes.
That's a terribly violent thing to yell, even if you're joking. But I got the sense that they were not there with him specifically.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. But, you know, the confrontation.
I'm fine with that. Well, the people that did call for her death, they should have been arrested or at least reprimanded for the behavior. You don't call for someone's death. But there you have it, Pajamas Media with Michelle Malkin admitting they were not with Alex Jones. But they keep trying to say that, you know, Alex had this mob of people. He wasn't there with the idiots dressed like Mickey Mouse trying to levitate the Denver Mint. Yeah, if you haven't been listening the past couple days, that's right. The lead guy got dressed up like Mickey Mouse from Fantasia with his magical wand and led about 100 people to try to levitate the Denver Mint. Talk about trying to make, you know, dissent look asinine. That's how you do it. You dress up like a clown and you say that you're going to levitate something. And you get other people to do it too. I saw one of these guys in like a leotard and a cape and I hurled my lunch into a bag. Come on. But this is what they like. They like to, see that, to me, that's the fringe group. The fringe group of idiots that have no idea what's going on. They just want to be for something. You know what I mean? It's kind of like those people that want to, you know, join PETA because they think that it's hip, it's cool. Or we're going to join the Peace Corps because it's hip or cool. Not that there's anything wrong with the Peace Corps or even, you know, some things in PETA. Although, you know, I don't really, you know, have a huge position on animal rights. You know, obviously I don't think we should be torturing animals, but I think we got a lot more human rights issues that we need to deal with before we get to animal rights. So to me, a lot of the people that are inside PETA are just wasting their time. You want to save something. Why don't you save humanity? Why don't you save the human race? That's where my money is. It's on the human race. That's who I care about. It's people. Not a dog or a cat or a fish. I mean, sure, there's a place for that, but come on. So again, they try to show the most ludicrous people, and they try to show them as, you know, radical leftists or anarchists or part of Alex Jones's group, because they don't want people to confront the real issues. They don't want people to know about 9/11 truth. They don't want people to go to Infowars.com and get fabled enemies and make copies. We'll be back after this with a brand new trailer. It is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Remember, live streams from the DNC over at Infowars.com right now. But we got a treat for the listeners. For the first time ever, we are going to play Fabled Enemies Trailer 3, which is out on YouTube right now. And you're going to be able to get the high-quality version of that at Infowars.com. Very excited about this film. This is the Continuity of Government trailer. And then later, we're also going to be playing a teaser or an excerpt from the movie in the Continuity of Government section. That's the shadow government for the lamers out there. That's a little Dumb and Dumber joke for those who actually, you know, still watch a little pop culture here and there. So without further ado, let's cue up Fabled Enemies Trailer 3.
This program was launched in the early 80s, headed by none other than George Herbert Walker Bush.
Was being made to consolidate continuity of government programs across several major departments of the government under one office, which turned out later to be called the National Program Office. As I understood it, this office fell under the jurisdiction of the Office of the Vice President.
Then Vice President George Bush was the first in charge.
On 9/11, this program was put into effect.
This next one happens a lot these days, it seems like, a story that is both reassuring and scary at the same time. This morning we learned that the Vice President wasn't the only one sent to an undisclosed location on September 11th, that an entire backup government was and is still there and may be there for as long as anyone now, at least, can imagine.
Traveling in Iowa, the President for the first time discussed a secret ongoing operation designed to keep the federal government running if Washington is paralyzed by a terrorist strike.
I still take the threats that we receive from Al-Qaeda killers and terrorists very seriously.
The operation was first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed to CNN by several administration officials. The shadow or bunker government involves roughly 100 senior staffers from every cabinet department and major government agency. operates primarily out of two secret bunkers in the eastern United States, and is charged with running the executive branch if communication with Washington is severed. The secret plan took shape in the minutes and hours after the September 11th strikes as Mr. Bush took a cautious route back to Washington.
And now, nearly 6 months later, administration officials are scrambling to get more telephone lines and high-tech computers into these secret bunkers. And at least one member of the Bush cabinet is being kept out of Washington at all times under heavy security, just in case this so-called shadow government is activated and needs a leader.
But go back to bed, folks. There is no shadow government. That was actually the teaser and not the trailer. We'll play the trailer for you in the next hour. But that's a little excerpt from Fabled Enemies. You get to hear my beautiful little voice on the voiceover. But, you know, when your friends tell you that the shadow government doesn't exist and that's for tinfoil hat wearers, well, why don't you point them to that little CNN clip, the two CNN news clips, actually, and more hard articles presented in the movie as well. So, obviously, continuity of government is real. Obviously, in the 80s, it was restructured under George H.W. Bush in order to start the sole source contract, a little black ops here and there, probably where they ran their drugs through. A little continuity of government program involves FEMA, CIA, and others under the National Programs Office. And, of course, through Global Guardian, we had five E-4Bs in the morning, or in the air on the morning of 9/11. What is an E-4B? Well, an E-4B is a command plane for members of the shadow government. Weird that they were on the scene of the Pentagon and the World Trade Center while the attacks happened. Not in the official version, though. Not according to the 9/11 Commission report. We're going to come back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, Fabled Enemies, PrisonPlanet.tv, August 31st. Only 60 cents a day. What are you waiting for? Infowars.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, top of the third hour of the show. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. And I want to take this time to thank one of our great sponsors over at Ecola Blue. That is ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com, Ecola Blue. Now, you can also call these good people at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. And these people have one of the coolest little inventions I've ever seen and tasted. It's water from air. Basically, you get this thing that's about as the size of what you would have if you had like a deer park, that's good water thing, and you have to fill it up and or have it delivered, or if you had like a water filtration system, you got to fill that up too, and you got to wait. Well, this you don't fill up. This pulls water from air. That's right. It pulls it right from the humidity. You don't have to worry about filtering for fluoride. It does that for you. Filters out all and any toxins that are in the air, and you know what you're drinking. You're drinking water from the air. You know it hasn't been, fluoridated. There's no salt in it. It's straight from the air. It pays for itself in a year. If you buy bottled water, it's relatively cheap, actually. It has unlimited water, and it produces about 7.5 gallons a day. Think about that, 7.5 gallons a day. And then on top of that, you can choose either cold water, which you can set the temperature at, or hot water for your tea. There's two separate buttons. It's very easy to clean. I think the filters for it, I think they last over a year if cleaned properly. It uses reverse osmosis. It really doesn't get any better than Ecola Blue. So go to ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com. ecolablue.com. Or call 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. I'm actually going to miss that system. I may have to buy one when I get back into New York because it is just the coolest thing. Water tastes great, and I never have to fill it up. I just have to plug it in. I mean, if you have a generator, this is a great thing for survivalists. You don't have to worry about purifying water because it'll pull it from the air and purify it for you. It's a short segment, so I want to make sure that if you haven't been listening, that you know that the Dallas Morning News has reported that Alex Jones was the one saying, kill Michelle Malkin. And we need your help, listeners. We need you to call the CEOs and the editors of the Dallas Morning News and demand an apology and a retraction, not on page 18, not on page 20, but on page 1. And Mark Davis, you should be fired. You're a revolting, disgusting human being for writing what you wrote. But on top of it being illegal, it is just, it's the definition of poor journalism. I mean, did he even watch the video at all? Did he watch any of the videos? I mean, there's hundreds of them up on YouTube now. So many people have reposted them. So I'm going to give you the number to the Dallas Morning News to call and demand that retraction. The publisher and chief executive officer, his number is 214-977-6685. That's 214-977-6685. And Robert W. Mong Jr., the editor, that's 214-977-6828. That's 214-977-6828. Listen, don't let these guys get away with it. We let the mainstream get away with too much. I mean, we have them on video. On video. Lying. They're liars. It's on video. See, that's the thing, man. I'm a big video evidence, photographic evidence, physical evidence type of guy. I mean, that's really the majority of what Loose Change Second Edition and Loose Change Final Cut is video evidence. And the video evidence that Alex Jones not only wasn't with these people, but wasn't calling for her death is irrefutable. But that's okay. I'm sure NIST will do a report on it and say, Alex Jones said kill Michelle Malkin due to fire. I am Jason Burmis. I've been with you all week, and I thank you so much for staying tuned in. Alex Jones will be on again later in the hour. And remember, live feeds from the DNC over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back with Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis filling in while he's at the DNC. And now more from Alex Jones live at the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, Jason, I told you we were just stopping to get something to eat, and we're going to go back and do more interviews and more call-ins and more breaking news. Lord knows what will happen next. But we're sitting there listening to you on the radio. Actually, got an affiliate goes into Denver. But we're here listening to you via the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little patch we've got, and listening to that Michelle Malkin pajamas media clip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's the proof right there. I need you to call Paul Watson or Kurt. We need to point out that, you know, here is the Malkin people saying Alex didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the proof. That is the, because the Dallas Morning News may try to flounder around and, you know, make stuff up. Here are the supposed victims.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mrs. Let's put everybody in a concentration camp. Malkin, Guantanamo Bay is wonderful. I mean, this is a demon. Let's post that and, you know, make the point. Here it is. Retract. Put the Dallas Morning News on notice. I want to make sure everybody knows I need that done now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm tied down here.
Well, I sent the link to Paul Joseph Watson over an hour ago, so I do hope he's working on it. He has the MP3 of that, and I think he is working on a story. I know he's posted the Inside Edition. And we played that clip on air as well.
Well, you're doing a great job. I wonder how many calls they've gotten.
I would imagine a lot, since last segment I gave out the phone numbers yet again. And the more of this we play, I mean, it's absolutely obvious. Even her own people are having to admit that you didn't say kill Michelle Malkin. But they still try to play it off like you were violent. You were never violent.
Well,
you never put your hands on anybody.
Well, let's be technical. They play it off like I incited those guys to do that. That's what they're doing. They're playing it off and saying, okay, you didn't say it. Alex Jones didn't say it, but he incited these young men to do it. Those young men were with Malkin. They knew the other local bloggers. They left with her in a group. They were making fun of us. They would scream Alex Jones a capitalist pig, and then 1 minute later kill Michelle Malkin. And then when the liberals would all come up, they'd say, it's Alex Jones, the fascist pig. And then one of them got fooled and came up and started bumping into me and pushing me. So I pushed him back. So let's be technical. The big 6'6" chubby guy that was with Malkin, with the guy that runs Pajamas Media, he came up, started bumping into me, and I did push him back. And then once I was trying to go around him, he stuck his elbow out, so I just elbowed it right back. So, you know, that happened there. The other guy was a liberal who got fooled by them chanting that I was the fascist pig.
Yeah, and you actually did an interview with him the next day, and he didn't even know who Michelle Malkin was. He barely knew who Bill O'Reilly was.
Right,
the guy couldn't be
right.
More clueless.
Yeah, they were telling him that I was a fascist right-wing Fox guy, and so he foolishly was defending, the brown skin lady. So it was all a race thing. And he got up and was pushing me with his hand, so I just went and pushed him back, and then he exaggerated that like he was going to fall down. But other than that, I went up and was asking serious questions at first. Then they got in our space. Then their provocateurs came over, and that's when it all goes crazy. That's when everything goes haywire, when they start screaming, kill Michelle Malkin. So the news here is, it isn't just that they falsely charged me with saying kill her. It's that they staged it. There needs to be an investigation. This is very serious. This shows another level of this Fox News type reporter deception. I mean, that is incredibly elaborate, but there they are doing it. And now the tide is completely turned against them. We're routing them. They are in full retreat. Blast their phones, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give out all the numbers. Let's give out every number we've got right now at the Dallas Morning News. Call them all. Call them often. If you live in Dallas, call Dallas Morning News advertisers and say that they're telling lies about people about murdering. And understand, folks, millions of people read today. Millions of people are reading that I said murder her. And now we defeated the story the last 3 days. Now it's coming back. Well, the Dallas Morning News said, the Dallas Morning News is respected. Why, that's one of the biggest papers in the country, in the top 10. Oh, my God, this is just horrible. Alex said murder her? Oh, my God. Meanwhile, her minions are doing it and laughing all the way. Well, they're going to be laughing all the way to losing their bank accounts if I don't get a retraction. And so, again, let's give those numbers out, Jason.
You got it. If you want to get a hold of the CEO and publisher of the Dallas Morning News, it is 214-977-6685. That's 214-977-6685. And if you want the editor, it is 214-977-6828. That's 214-977-6828. And if you still want another number, can't get a hold of them there, the managing editor is 214-977-8341. That's 214-977-8341. We need your help, folks.
And folks, let's be clear. When you call, be polite, be nice, know the editor by name, tell them you want a message left, explain they've been set up, explain they're really open to liability here, explain that Michelle Malkin says it's not true, I didn't say it, explain that the clips and audio and information is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get the article that Paul and Kurt Nimmo are doing where we're putting them on full notice with the audio. Somebody go grab the Gibson from Tuesday, because she was on the hour before me. She got like 30 minutes and I got like 6 or 7 to counter it. And then Gibson said, yes, I know you didn't say kill her, but you incited those other young men. He said, you basically mind controlled them. And he said, it doesn't matter if they were with her. You understand? I mind controlled the people with Michelle Malkin to yell, kill Michelle Malkin. I mean, that is, talk about a conspiracy theory.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You're always the bad guy, Alex. It's just something we can't get past with the mainstream media for some reason.
Well, I mean, here he is saying, okay, well, they're with her, but you incited her friends to say kill her. I mean, that is ridiculous. I mean, now they're going, okay, they're friends with her. Okay, they're with her. They're with a blog that's with her. You made them do it. You did. No, the more I think about this, the more I watch it, because I've been so busy doing stuff, finally getting the chance to watch it last night. I watched it a few times before, but now I had a chance to really watch it. Everything is pretty subdued. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're raising voices until those guys come and jump and start going, hey, Alex Jones, high five. And I'm like, yeah, and then they start scaling, kill. So, just amazing, absolutely amazing. But this is why their blogs are imploding. This is why mainstream news is losing all its credibility, because the people have caught them in a million lies. I mean, Michelle Malkin said we lied about the dog. I mean, think about that. When they knew it was true, they said we were liars. I mean, this is just amazing. Amazing, the deception that these people engage in. So this is a lot bigger than Alex Jones or InfoWars.com or any of us. This affects everybody. Jason, I'm going to let you get back to work, my friend.
All right, thank you so much, Alex.
Oh, Burmese. Yes. Burmese, don't forget, folks, those new trailers are up on Infowars.com. Help us get them out. Take care.
And they are. And you know, with that, why don't we play that third trailer from Fabled Enemies right now? So let's throw in the COG trailer. This is the trailer, not the teaser, folks, for Fabled Enemies, dropping to the InfoWar August 31st, only at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now to one of the eeriest moments amid the carnage of 9/11. A mysterious plane was seen flying right over the president's residence. Even some CNN staffers saw it. To this day, it has never been officially explained.
There is also footage of another white mystery plane in the restricted airspace over New York City.
The shadow or bunker government involves roughly 100 senior staffers from every cabinet department and major government agency.
Vice President Dick Cheney is there, along with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice.
Then Vice President George Bush was the first in charge.
What I want to say to my Democratic friends in the Congress is that they need to be very cautious not to seek political advantage by making incendiary suggestions, as were made by some today, that the White House had advance information that would have prevented the tragic attacks of 9/11.
Well, there you have it. It is Fabled Enemies, and it's my latest, my greatest, my, I guess, directorial debut. Although I was pretty heavily involved in Loose Change. I mean, obviously I didn't do the editing, but a lot of those sections I sat there and, you know, demanded this or that, and whether I got it or not is another story. And I wrote a lot of it too, but this is all me, and I'm pretty proud of it. You know, this is really a warm-up to my New World Order film, but I also feel that this is a powerful film because on the heels of the Bush administration, some people still don't know about 9/11 truth. Some people are turned off by the situation at the Pentagon or the controlled demolition aspects of World Trade Center 1 and 2. And this movie doesn't follow that. This is about the FBI whistleblowers. This is about the International Intelligence Organization that included Israel, Pakistan, members of our own government, Saudi Arabia. Okay, that's what this movie is about. This movie is about bin Laden being CIA in the 80s and working with Pakistani militants back then. This is about the boogeyman, folks. And it's about time to expose the boogeyman. And we do that by exposing the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. We expose the 9/11 Commission for what it was, a whitewash. We actually have one of the commissioners that left, that's Max Cleland, because he was just so disgusted with it, on Wolf Blitzer, just going nuts about what a cover-up the 9/11 Commission was. But don't take my word for it. It hits the InfoWar on August 31st. Very psyched up. And only you can make it big, folks. You can decide whether this is a big movie. You can decide whether this goes to the top of YouTube and Google Video. You can embed it on your MySpace page. You can write about it on your blog. You can email it to all your friends, because we make these movies for free. We put them on Google for free. I mean, we hope you support us. You get the high-quality version at PrisonPlanet.tv. And burn it to disc, because, again, we are doing DivX. And those do play on the majority of DVD players. I also want to mention Joseph Biden. We should probably play that teaser, too. Let's just play them all today. We'll play all the trailers, all the teasers. But Joey B giving his big speech last night at the DNC. Just a bunch of propaganda. A bunch of yes men clapping for him. For the old rhetoric of Joseph Biden. Well, let's expose him on the other side. He likes to cover things up for Pakistan. The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and they're going out as a dinosaur. I'm
does rock, doesn't he? Even as an old man, he rocks.
Democracy don't rule the world.
No, it doesn't.
Get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid.
Not in this world, it's not. We better expose the violence, the torture.
From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed.
But they want to take it all, folks. They don't want to give any to us. They literally want to depopulate this planet, go and search the stars, and rule over us like a slave race. Watch Endgame. I mean, Alex does a bang-up job in under 2.5 hours describing the elite plan to put us all in cities, to depopulate the Earth massively, and then those of us lucky enough to survive, and our ancestors that are lucky enough to survive, can work in their nice little slave camps for them, for credits with our chip in our arm, and be highly controlled, be like a nightmarish Minority Report. Not that Minority Report from Steven Spielberg was not nightmarish, but I would say the police state level will be 2 to 3 times as big. Sure, they'll have retina scanners in the train stations and the mass transit units and advertising that goes to that. They may even may get their Hive Mind, you know, Worldwide Mind, aired on PBS a few years back and really just promoted the hell out of the internet in your head with a brain chip. Oh, they have brain chips, by the way. It's real. It's not something I'm just talking about. It's not something that's experimental anymore. It's something that's happened now publicly for many a year. Don't believe me? Just check out blind guys that can now see. What they do is they put a small chip in their brain, and they hook up kind of a camera to where their eye would be, and they see kind of like the Predator. Anybody who's a big fan of the Predator movies knows what I'm talking about. They see shapes and colors, and I suppose it's a lot worse than like being colorblind, but you can make out objects, all thanks to a chip in your brain. Now, am I opposed to that? Absolutely not. I understand that there are benefits to technology, and that is one of them. But when they say, hey, why don't you take this brain chip to get on the net? Or why don't you take this brain chip to be able to do cool things? Like, I don't know, in 2004, guys were putting chips in their hands. A guy wrote a book called RFID Toys, where they're literally turning on lights, turning lights off, opening doors with it. That was out of that 2004 report with Peter Jennings on the microchip and the Mexican officials who had taken it. Don't believe me? Just Google it. Check out Verichip. Check out how they actually paid the Jacobson family back in 2001, right after the terrorist attacks of 9/11, to go on the Today Show live and take chips. Let me say it again. They went on the Today Show and took chips. And they literally said that if it was there to fight terrorism and protect her family, she was more than willing to take it. Well, thanks so much for trying to soften America to the idea that they need a chip in their arm for protection. Gross. Totally disgusting. Totally evil. Totally beyond anything that I could ever dream of. You know, I remember being a little kid, going to church a lot, hearing this Mark of the Beast talk, and hearing about how they were going to chip humanity, and hearing about how the New World Order was going to form and come and get us, and I laughed. I laughed real hard. I didn't believe any of it. I thought it was all nonsense, all crackpot talk. As I grew up, it even became more crackpotish to me. You know, WCW had Hulk Hogan and the gang wearing NWO shirts. It was a wrestling group. That's all the New World Order was. They weren't planning to chip me. But then 9/11 comes along. It doesn't sit right with me. I start to discover huge anomalies, huge problems with the official version, just like anybody out there who's listening right now can do if they want to take the time to just look at the facts. I mean, look at Building 7 alone. God. 7 years later, NIST comes out with a total whitewash report saying fire took down the building in a symmetrical collapse at freefall speed. It's funny because Sunder doesn't even deny the molten metal on the scene of World Trade Center 7, 1 and 2 underneath in the pile. But then he doesn't give an explanation for it. He just basically says that it could happen. The fires didn't actually have to be that hot for those temperatures to occur, which is a total and complete bald-faced lie. He knows it. He's scum. I'll say it right now. Cheyenne Thunder, you're scum. You really, you want to save your soul? Tell the truth. You got a shot. You're still alive. The NIST report's fresh. Be a hero. Say it's a setup. Step up to the plate. We'll be back with the Joey Biden teaser from Fabled Enemies after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Alex Jones Show, jamming out to a little tunage. Maybe I should have waited and sang that one. I don't know. Then again, I'm sure the audience is quite tired of my horrid voice. I thank you for putting me up with me this long. I am Jason Burmis, one of the producers of Loose Change. You can check out my blogs over at loosechange911.com or get at me at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. And before we go to the Joseph Biden teaser for Fabled Enemies, Joseph Biden, again, the Democratic nominee for the vice presidency, a total New World Order shill, wrote How I Learned to Love the New World Order in 1992 for the Wall Street Journal. Also gave a couple speeches on the matter. Total globalist. Totally in the pocket of the elite. Also involved in the cover-up of Pakistan's role in 9/11. And he knows he's part of that cover-up. He really tried to get around it, but you're not that slick, Joey B. So we're going to go to that in a moment. But first, I want to thank one of our sponsors. It is eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. You can get at them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. And this is the best storable food company in the business. Delicious storable food for you and your family. Now, on the one end, you can cut your grocery bill in half by getting this stuff, and then throughout the year, you know, go into canned soup, canned beans, canned goods, storable food that lasts 5 to 10 years, folks. And on the other hand, you can have a little peace of mind in case the power goes out, in case there is an emergency, in case martial law is declared, in case food prices do skyrocket again this year, much like they did last. Again, over in, I keep saying this because it just still boggles my mind, but over in BJ's in New York, they're limiting you to 3 bags of rice. I never thought I was going to live in a country where they were going to ration out food in grocery stores. I always thought I would be able to buy how much I wanted, whenever I wanted. That's the way it should be. It's America, right? Well, that's just not the way it is anymore, and that should worry and disturb a lot of people. So, get an insurance policy. Go to eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, or call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Give your family and yourself a little bit of a peace of mind. All right, let's cue up the Joseph Biden trailer, and right here he admits he knows about the Pakistani funding to the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and that is indeed classified. Let's hit it.
Senator Joe Biden, who had also met with the head of the Pakistani ISI, would have harsh words on the Senate floor.
And the word should go out to those who pretend that they wish to be our friends, that they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. Pakistan in particular is going to have to make a very difficult choice very soon. Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded.
When Biden was confronted, he confirmed his meeting with Ahmed, saying Pakistani intelligence was indeed funding the Taliban.
In the days following 9/11, you met with the head of Pakistani ISI, General Mohammad Ahmed. It has since come to light that he ordered Saeed Sheikh to wire 100,000 miles to Muhammad Atta. Why was he allowed to go back to Pakistan, and why was he questioned, and why were you meeting with him?
I met with him to deliver a message that if he didn't stop supporting the Taliban, we would take him out.
Why did we let him go? We let him fly freely. We never investigated him. We never even looked into him.
Look, there's a thing called diplomatic passports. We did not arrest Khrushchev when he came.
But he financed the hijackers, and let him go, and he's free. He hijacked the hijackers.
No one knew he financed the hijackers.
It's wired. It's reported.
He would later state that the information was indeed classified.
How did you know
the ISI was helping the Taliban, sir? How did you know they're helping him? It is classified?
Oh! That's classified. Well, thanks for clearing that up, Joey B. Thanks for not talking about it. You see what a tough guy he was on September 12th? Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded. I'm Joseph Biden. Meanwhile, the guy knows that Pakistan is funding these Islamo-fascists. I mean, I can hardly call them that because, let's be real, a lot of these guys are government agents. And we interviewed J. Michael Springman in this film, and he is the former head of the visa department in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Now, he worked there for a couple years in the late 80s, early 90s, and he kept denying certain people visas And he would get calls from his superiors going, no, you need to give them a visa. And he would say, why? And then they would retort, well, we need that. We need them to have that visa for national security purposes. It's like, national security purpose? What are you talking about? And later when he came to the States, he realized that this was a CIA front base. And they were using it. Let me say this again. They were using this base to funnel in Islamic militants, a.k.a. Islamic terrorists, into the United States with the help of their asset. Let me say it again. With the help of their asset, Osama bin Laden. Interesting that this was going on in the late 80s, early 90s. And then we find out, you know, later on, that the hijackers, 15 of the 19 hijackers, or the supposed hijackers, the alleged hijackers, whatever you want to call them, came from this very place, this very consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So 15 of the 19 guys get their get their visas from this CIA base. Then they move on, the majority of these same guys, to train at places like the Pensacola Navy Station in Florida, like the Defense Language School in Monterey, California, like Brooks Air Force Base, like Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama. All that's happening. But no, they don't have any ties to the United States Intelligence Services. Hell, Atta and three of the other guys did dry runs before the attack. James Woods was on a plane with these guys, okay? In August, prior to the attacks, he saw them clearly for what they were. And his comments, by the way, word for word, are, I either thought that these guys were terrorists or law enforcement because they had that look like they were on a mission. That's also in the movie. So this guy is scared to death that they're going to hijack the plane. He talks to the stewardess. Stewardess agrees. She's scared to death. She pulls the pilot out of the cockpit. The guy comes out of the cockpit. James Woods starts talking to him about these guys. And he goes, yeah, this does look very suspicious. They look very, very suspicious. So suspicious, in fact, that the pilot, the stewardess, and James Woods, that's three people, okay, all file separate reports to the FAA. Nothing's done. It's just like when the neighbors call the CIA, not the police, not the FBI, the CIA, on Waleed Al-Shaari and Atta and others, because they can clearly see something bizarre is going on next door. They don't do anything. So the FAA is warned. Two of the hijackers live with a well-tested and known FBI informant. The CIA is called on these guys. Nothing is done. And they're making dry runs of the attack prior to 9/11. Does it look to you like these guys might have been government agents running a drill? Kind of like Amalgam Virgo, which took place months before 9/11, in which hijacked aircraft, commercial aircraft, are flown into the Capitol building? And of course, Osama bin Laden is the cover boy for that. Also in the picture, fabled enemies. Well, it shouldn't come as a shock then that there were other targets on the morning of 9/11. And that indeed, there was a lot more going on and there were other perpetrators. For instance, a lot of people still don't know the story of United 23 out of Newark, New Jersey. Now, the attacks have already begun. The pilot is in the cockpit on the runway ready to take off, and he starts hearing this stuff. And he looks back and he sees four guys that he is immediately suspicious of. Let me say that again. He sees these guys. He's immediately suspicious. So what does he do? He pulls it back in. He says, oh, there's some technical difficulties. We'll be taking off in a while. Then everybody is asked to deboard the plane. Everybody deboards with these guys. They refuse to get off the plane. What's going on? I don't understand. Why won't they get off the plane? So after a little bit of a scuffle and this and that, they are let go. In other words, they're let off the plane. Now, you would think if you're, you know, not doing anything wrong and you just got your flight canceled and you're ready to, you know, still travel, that you're going to stick around at least to get your bags if they canceled your flight, right? You're going to want your bags, correct? These guys didn't. They just took right off out of the airport. And then lo and behold, they find their suitcases, and they're filled with Al-Qaeda training manuals, blueprints for buildings, blueprints for the plane. But you know what else they're full of? False identification. So these guys are never brought to justice, never arrested, kind of ties in with the fact that they found weapons on several other planes, including theirs, planted. That's not in the official version of events, that, you know, knives and possibly guns were planted on these planes. Bizarre, huh? Well, here's what's really bizarre, is that the FBI says we couldn't find them because they used false identities. Yet, the other hijackers, Ada and others, were identified the same exact way from their bags that magically didn't make the flight. In other words, they're on a suicide mission. The guy packs all sorts of incriminating evidence, Korans, blueprints of buildings, blueprints of the cockpit, flight instruction manuals, the whole nine. And from that suitcase, that's how they start identifying the hijackers. Okay, so they use that to identify the hijackers, and they say they're using real identification. Actually, they didn't say that initially. The FBI had to cop to the fact that many of the hijackers may have been using false identification. Weird. Folks, it stinks to high hell. And it is just so upsetting to me that people are still buying into the official version of 9/11, and that's why I continue to make these films. It's what our entire foreign and domestic policy is based on, and it's gearing me up to play the first trailer. Let's cue up the first trailer from Fabled Enemies, the Bin Laden trailer, and let's play that. Let's hit it, John.
The relationship between Bin Laden and the CIA was essentially, he was one of the assets, one of the people they could turn to. They wanted something done, they went to Bin Laden.
In the early 1980s, Bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
Is it not true that the United States government paid $300 million to the Bin Laden family for the construction of the military camps?
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to.
Then we have that mysterious suitcase with all of the hijackers' names and all of this incriminating evidence. Why put a Koran? Why put flight manuals? Why put all this incriminating information if it's supposedly going to get burned up?
Let's show you some video that was taken 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil.
And that family that took off, that's a f***ing crime.
I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Remember, 24 hours ago, it was the Bush tax cut, the Bush budget, the Bush economy. You don't hear any of that tonight. It's America's enemy. America's under attack.
All right, folks, there it is. Fabled Enemies coming to the InfoWar August 31st to PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I want to jump over to this Popular Mechanics article saying that six debunked 9/11 conspiracy claims found from today's NIST report. Now, this was published a few days ago, last week, I think. And it's just totally and completely bull, okay? Total and complete bull. Let me say it again. Total and complete bull. I'm just going to read one of them right now. Claim, no combination of debris damage, fuel tank explosions, and fires could inflict the kind of simultaneous damage to all buildings' columns required to make the building implode, says WorldTradeCenter7.net, a website dedicated to conspiracy theories. No, it's not a website dedicated to conspiracy theories. It's a website dedicated to the truth about 9/11. The precision of such damage required to bring Building 7 down into its own footprint was especially great given the ratio of its height and its width and its depth. Now here's the NIST report rebuttal. Are you ready? Fire did indeed inflict enough column damage to destroy the building through a previously undocumented collapse sequence of thermal expansion. Let's just read into that first of all. Notice they took out the fuel tank explosions. Notice they took out the debris damage, and now it's just fire and it's thermal expansion. Anyone who has run a tight jar lid underwater to help loosen it knows that metal expands when it gets hot. It's the complete opposite of what they said in World Trade Center 1 and 2. Kevin Ryan documented that. We're going to be playing that clip tomorrow in the final week wrap-up where me and Kevin Ryan really, well, Kevin Ryan and I, I'm sorry for the improper English, Kevin Ryan and I discussed the lies in the NIST report, as well as myself and Richard Gage. Thermal expansion occurs at temperatures much lower than the heat required to reduce steel strength and stiffness. So, remember, it was so hot in World Trade Center 1 and 2 that they became weakened and then pulled the building in from the internal columns. That's their official line of garbage there, but this is the complete opposite. The report found that World Trade Center 7 steel beams expanded in the heat. Numerous structural connections throughout the building failed. Numerous structural connections? No, they said one column failed and then others followed. They weren't able to prove that in any way, shape, or form. They simply created a model, a 3D model, and animated it the way they liked. They proved nothing. They showed no science. That weakened the structure even before the collapse of any vertical columns. Bull. Total bull. It's so frustrating when they put out such a thin veil of lies and people are sucked into it. You know, I saw this one really disgusting video where all they showed was like 10 seconds of the NIST report. And it's while our reporter begins to ask a question. He starts to ask a question and they shut the lights off on him. And then the title of the blog is that this guy got schooled. No, you didn't play any of the audio. You played the video portion where he got his lights shut off by a bunch of gangsters, a bunch of liars, a bunch of people who have no will to bring truth and justice to this country, to the people, to the world. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones. Remember, the websites are PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We'll be back after this.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Ratatata! All right, folks, we're at the bottom of the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I've been with you all week, and again, I want to thank all the listeners out there for really supporting me and letting me keep an audience. I mean, it's an honor for me to host the Alex Jones Show and bring the news to all you folks, especially at the DNC. The DNC was just a huge success, in my opinion. I wish you guys could have seen the Corsi interview. I know some of you watched the Nader interview, which you can watch over at Infowars.com right now. It's not just the interview, but his speech actually was excellent last night. A little long-winded, but the end of it, man. I was very impressed. I liked it. You know, I like Ralph Nader. He seems to have a good heart. I wish he comb his hair a little bit better when he gets up there, and it's unfortunate that he looks a little cockeyed now and then, but he's a hero. You know, I think he does feel like he has our best interests at heart, and he has fought time and time again to try to bring those best interests to us. He's clashed with others on the left after bringing them up, such as Michael Moore, but you know, again, this guy is really one of the few people that is talking about the corporate elite and how both parties have been bought and paid for. So God bless Mr. Nader, and I wish him all the best. And again, over at Infowars.com, we've got live DNC feeds with Alex Jones as well as the archives. And when that Corsi interview hits, you're going to want to see that too. It's excellent. Excellent. It's about 10 or 15 minutes, but Corsi's down there kind of incognito, not to really do interviews or promote his number one New York Times bestseller, Obama Nation, but to report for WorldNet Daily. You know, one of the better media sources out there. Is it the best media source out there? No. Does it carry some of our stuff? Sometimes. Is it critical of us a lot? Yes. But a lot slips through, and I actually use WorldNet Daily for an article in Fabled Enemies called Digital Moles Inside the White House. Another thing that seems to get lost in translation to people is that the people that carried out 9/11 somehow had the secret code words for not only Air Force One, but the White House, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, Marine Corps Intelligence, and so on. And I mean, in the film, I must list a dozen that they have, and they were decoding this in real time. Very bizarre. And then the 9/11 Commission reports that it was the fog of war, and that's why they thought that the White House and Air Force One were targets. No, you thought the White House and Air Force One were targets because they were targets. but, you know, you can't get that through to some people. People don't even understand how that works out in the bigger picture. Works out huge. Because Muslims in a cave didn't just get the NSA's code words that day. They didn't just get the CIA's code words that day. The FBI, the Secret Service, you name it, they had it. How could that happen unless we had either several moles inside our own government or a network which had penetrated every aspect of our government? Shadow government, anyone? Hell, before today, a lot of you listeners probably would have told me the shadow government doesn't exist. You probably still tell me it doesn't exist, even though I've played numerous clips today with mainstream media people not only talking about continuity of government, but the shadow or bunker government that clearly, clearly exists. I'm going to be taking your phone calls all next hour. I want your thoughts on the DNC, just the whole situation. You know, the DNC is wrapping up. I don't know if anybody watched Hillary Clinton's speech last night, that was 2 nights ago, Clinton's speech. Last night was her husband and Biden, of course, giving their speech. It's really an open forum, but if we could stick on the DNC topic and perhaps the Dallas Morning News, I'm going to give those numbers out at the top of the hour. Remember, your call's next on The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. My film is Fabled Enemies. It drops August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv, only 60 cents a day. And Infowars.com, September 1st. Get your DVD today. TV clips that were not played, some of the highlights from this week, Kevin Ryan, Richard Gage, Alan Watt, you name it. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show if you missed any of the programming from earlier in the week. Now, I want to shift gears really quickly back to the Michelle Malkin incident. It is very serious, folks, when you have somebody who is a mainline talk show host. Let me say this again. A mainline talk show host, not only for Fox News on the radio, but also hosting for O'Reilly. One of the biggest fearmongers, liars, scaremongers, hate mongers, just despicable people on the planet at this point. With a large audience, unfortunately, and that just really, really upsets me. But this woman, Malkin, deserved to be confronted, and then the mainstream media ran away with this story that Alex Jones said, kill Michelle Malkin. You know, even Malkin's people, as we played earlier, had to admit that that was indeed false and that those people yelling that were not with Jones. But that doesn't stop the Dallas Morning News, one of the biggest publications around, from saying that, you know, Jones called for her death. So now we need you, the listeners, to respectfully call them up and demand a retraction on page one. And the numbers to call for that, if you want to talk to the CEO, is 214-977-6685. That is 214-977-6685. Or the main editor is 214-977-6828. That's 214-977-6828. And then if you want to get at the managing editor, that is 214-977-8341. If you missed any of that, folks, you go to Infowars.com now. It is the main story. And we need your support. We need your help because you know what? These people like to lie. They like to make things up. But just for all the doubters out there, the haters, I'm going to play the Pajamas Media clip one more time, where they have to admit, yes, they were not with Alex Jones, and he was not calling for her death. However, they still try to say it was a violent encounter, he was trying to incite a riot. No one was trying to incite a riot. Nobody used violence. The most violent comment were made by these provocateurs, and again, they were not with Alex Jones.
He didn't particularly seem to like it that somebody was in the way. And he did his best to incite more trouble. Now, it's not absolutely clear to me if the guy that was yelling, kill Michelle Malkin, was one of his people or not. It seems plausible it wasn't.
I can speak to that, actually.
Andrew Marcus, go ahead.
We've looked at every angle of this that we can find from anybody else that's posted their footage, and we've looked at our own. And, you know, these guys are yelling things pretty much as rabble-rousers. They were, mm-hmm. you know, one minute they're shooting, they're yelling, you know, kill Michelle, and the next minute they're yelling Alex Jones is a corporate stooge. So, yeah. And definitely not to excuse them yelling, you know, kill Michelle.
Yeah.
That's a terribly violent thing to yell, even if you're joking. But I got the sense that they were not there with him specifically.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that, but, you know,
Well, I'm fine with that, but I'm going to continue to, you know, go after Jones, and I'm going to continue to say that he tried to incite violence, and I'm going to continue to propagate lies on my pajamas website saying that the surge worked.
You think I'm kidding, right? Everybody knows that the surge didn't work. They just want more troops there. But these phony neocons will say anything to cow down to their globalist masters. They love being lied to. They love being part of what they think is the system that's there for them. It ain't for you, brother. They ain't gonna keep you around. You ain't the new media. You're just like a husk of the old media. We'll be back taking your phone calls after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. If you want to go check out my stuff, I blog a little bit over at loosechange911.com. I actually posted a little bit of my radio performance this week over there. And there's also some great archive DNC stuff. But if you want to see the live DNC stuff, Alex Jones on command, on demand as well, I guess, because you can watch the live stream or you can get the archive stuff. It's over at Infowars.com right now for free. You know, we love to put out everything we do for free. We want this information to get out. We want as many people as possible to see our films, hear our message, and spread that word. And that's what we're asking the listeners to do today is spread the word of truth and put these guys on the spot. You know, call the Dallas Morning News and let them know it is not okay to libel Alex Jones and say that he called for somebody's murder. Okay? It's not cool. And they should be held to the highest standards of journalism, which obviously they're the mainstream media, so they're not. But they should have a retraction on the front page, an apology on the front page, and the guy should lose his job. It's that simple. It could be dealt with easily. But, you know, the guy will probably keep his job, and they'll probably test Alex's patience. I doubt they'll even print a retraction. They're going to end up getting sued into the ground. But maybe the listeners here can forego that by calling up the Dallas Morning News. All right. I promised I'd take your calls, and I intend to do so. Let's jump to Judith in Arizona. Judith, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. I am a PhD in political science, and I listen to you hosting the show in June and to your warnings about possible false flags given the urban warfare drills that entire week. I wrote an article about this that was picked up by Jonathan and then made it to your website. And I just today published part two, and it argues, along with you and Alex, that the DNC is being used to condition us to martial law and to train security forces in implementing martial law.
Yeah, I think more of a drill, not so much for the people, but for the officers themselves. They've been pretty well-tempered over there, but at the same time, they're given gear and powers that they're usually not given, such as the canister mace, which has been used, and the rubber bullets they're not often used. But, yeah, they're definitely conditioning us to accept these black uniforms.
Right. Well, I wanted to give you the link for the new article. Both of my articles credit your work, and I'm doing a third article on the false flag truth movement in general, and I'm going to be drawing on your new film and Alex's Truth Rising.
Excellent.
So can I just give you
sure,
the link
for
the
yeah.
current one?
Throw them out there, sure.
Okay. Well, the easiest is to just Google false flags for Denver DNC, and that'll give you part one and part two, or you can just go false flags for Denver DNC part two, and that links you back to part one when you get to the article. Do you want the actual long-winded link, or is that enough?
That's okay, but we get it. And I want to get your opinion, you know, outside of the police state and getting us ready for martial law and all that. What do you think of the quote-unquote protesters dressing up like clowns and magicians to levitate the mint?
I think that the entire country has been so dumbed down that the only way to get anybody's attention is to just act stupid, frankly. Other than that, I don't know any deep, seated symbolism in any of it, but I am.
Well, I think it's just there to, you know, make us look like fools, and any dissenter to look like a fool. And unfortunately, that is how you get media coverage, is to dress up like a clown and say you're going to do the impossible when you know damn well you won't. I thank you for the call, Judith. Let us jump to Darren in Florida. Darren, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. I was just talking with the Dallas Morning News.
Okay.
And
okay.
They pointed me to the blog.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there, and they pulled it down.
Uh-huh.
And said, you know, due to some inaccuracy, yada, yada, yada.
So now they're posting it on the website. They finally are retracting it there on the website, but
They haven't offered an apology of any kind, and they haven't retracted it. All they said was due to an inaccuracy. They were not specific. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, that's not a full retraction.
No, absolutely not. It doesn't even say which part of the article isn't correct. They just pulled the article. But the thing is that we have it archived, and we know. So, you know, people keep calling the Dallas Morning News, tell them that that's not enough. I wonder, did they put this in print? Did it hit the actual print version of the Dallas Morning News? Does anybody know?
I spoke to them, and they said that it did not make the print, and that it was only on the blog. And it was on the blog because of some guy by the name of Mike Hashimoto.
Interesting.
And he's from Pasadena, California. And if you Google his name, you can get his phone number. And I'm going to call him in a few minutes as well.
That's the true info warrior right there. You know, finding the information out, getting the phone numbers, and then actually taking action. I thank you for the call, Darren. See, if we all act like Darren here, and we all pick up the phone, or we all hit the streets, we can make a dent. We can push the New World Order system back a little bit. We might even be able to restore the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in this country. Wow. Can you imagine? Freedom of speech again? No more free speech zones? No, that could never happen. Making it illegal to wiretap American citizens? No, that's not going to happen. Maybe we can push back the fact that they just introduced a new bill where law enforcement and the alphabet agencies are going to conduct investigations with Homeland Security on innocent Americans. And they're going to do dry interviews, test interviews with your neighbors, your friends, your family, and they're not going to represent themselves as government agencies or federal workers. They're just going to go up and start shooting the breeze and see what they can get out of somebody, and then you're going to be in a database. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that great? It's seriously so much like a Stasi force or a Gestapo in a new era, in an era where we literally have the technology to broadcast live from Denver, you know, free of charge through Justin TV. That's just me, the commoner. You know, we're able to do that. Can you imagine the technology which is at the tips of the fingers of the elitists in this world, of the shadow government, of these special programs out in, you know, Nevada and other parts of the desert? I'm not talking UFOs and aliens, folks. I'm talking the real deal. We got a Hadron Collider warming up to shoot. We got sound weapons. We got chips for human beings. I mean, God. It's so hard to articulate how far we've come. You know, I remember when it was cool when I was a kid that I could play a video game on a wristwatch with an LCD monitor and, like, the crappiest graphics you've ever seen. Now, I can pick up my phone and I can play just about any video game from Super Nintendo, Genesis, all the 16-bit systems, and lower on my phone. Color, awesome graphics, doing whatever. That's a minute point. You know, I've got a gigabyte in my phone that is the size of my pinky nail. That's how big that gigabyte is. Size of my pinky nail. And I can put hours and hours of video on that. I have both Loose Changes on there. I have my Barry Jennings interview on there. I have World Trade Center 7 falling on there. And that doesn't even come close to filling up the gigabyte of space. So we are in such a period of immense technology that these kind of spy forces, these kind of actions, are only going to create a hellish police state here at home. One the likes we have never seen before. All right, let's go to John in Singapore. John, are you with us? John, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Absolutely, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Jason, what's up? I've been studying the whole, all the videos on the Michelle Malkin and Alex thing.
Yep.
Yeah, there's, you know, like when you have Alex, I'm kind of disagree here, or not disagree, but I just, it's kind of, I just want to make a constructive criticism.
Sure.
It's kind of, maybe you can talk to Alex. It kind of doesn't seem like it's, he kind of goes off sometimes and exaggerates things and then makes our side kind of look discredited if he's not exactly accurate and saying things exactly the way they are and being very careful.
Mm-hmm.
and maybe kind of doing the things that they're doing.
Well, what do you think the exaggeration
them
is?
Of?
Well, what do you think one of the exaggerations is? I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. From the videos, it's clear that one geek in the green shirt with the Joker hat on.
Yep.
There was three of those frat boy types, and the worst one was the guy in the green shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that was saying, kill Malkin.
And he's with the guy with the Obama beret, right?
The Obama beret is one of the other guys with him, and there's one other guy in sort of a camper hat kind of a thing.
Okay.
Those three guys. And, like, Alex is on, it's not clear that they were with Malkin.
Okay.
You know, it's clear that they were provocateurs and that they were acting like they were buddies with Al, and it's clear that they weren't with him. They were acting like they were buddies with him, and then a minute later they're saying, the guy in the green goes, Alex Jones, a capitalist stooge, when you're standing right behind him. Like, those guys were just stupid.
No, I agree.
But it's not clear that they were with Alex.
I'll say
this. Is going out.
Well, you're saying it's not clear that they were with Malkin. Now, I have not seen this other.
Yeah, there's not clear.
I know. I have not seen this other video, but they're saying that Malkin got into a confrontation around War Churchill the day before, and these same guys are on video with her. I don't know if that's the facts, and I encourage people to look into it. Do I know that they were with Malkin? I don't know that they were with Malkin. I'm sticking to what I can prove. I do know that they weren't with Jones.
But Alex is making a big thing going, it's so intense, you know, this is huge. They're
well, I think it is. I think it is. I think it is huge to an extent, and I thank you for the call, in that, you know, the mainstream press is picking up on the fact that they're saying that Alex called for her death. Now, I don't know if these guys were with Malkin's crew or not. I don't know if they knew these other bloggers. I wasn't on the scene. Until I watch, you know, every video five times and I see this other altercation video, I'm not going to make a decision. But I do know that Alex does know how to get attention. I do know that Alex does know how to get media coverage. And, you know, I love Alex Jones. You know, I think that he's 95% accurate. No one's going to be perfect. So, you know, the mainstream media coverage that's come out of this has only pointed more people towards InfoWars and Prison Planet, and I commend Jones on that. We're still taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in, InfoWars.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. E mi pintava las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex all week. Remember, tomorrow is a big wrap-up of the DNC's events. We're going to be playing some of the stuff that didn't air that was on Justin.tv. My interview with Kevin Ryan, Richard Gage, Alan Watt, and more. If you missed anything from this week, you're going to want to tune in tomorrow. And like I said, we're going to keep taking your calls. I understand there going to be those of you that are critical of Alex Jones, and I'm not saying not to be critical of those within the Patriot movement, myself, you know, Alex. But we are all human beings, and we're not going to get everything 100% right, and none of us are perfect. But I do think that Alex has handled the situation in Denver eloquently. I think that he has done so in order to bring more people into the info war. And I understand that some people don't like the confrontation approach. Some people don't like the getting in other people's faces approach. That's fine. Go do it yourself then. Go do it your way. No one's stopping you. No one's stopping you from getting in your car right now, grabbing your camcorder, and asking someone a tough question in your own words, in your own manner. I have a slightly different style than Jones. That's fine. I love Jones's style. I fell in love with Jones all over again when I watched that first Michelle Malkin confrontation for the first time. I couldn't... even my buddies got a hold of me. They loved it too. Because they know what a monster, what a little demon pig Michelle Malkin is. She deserves, you know, no sympathy. I'm not going to give her any, and I hope you don't either out there. It's just my opinion. All right, let's jump to Frank in New York. What's on your mind, Frank? You with us, Frank?
That it's very sad that honest protest and political dissent at the national political conventions forces those that engage in discourse to be placed in sort of the, behind the fence, in the quote-unquote free speech zones that are really very isolated from everything. But I think it's very sad that Alex was slandered, and he has every legal right to seek remedy, to adjudicate that, and he may have to do that. But what I wanted to mention is that I was kind of surprised watching Bill Clinton's support for Obama and Hillary's piece, but I wanted to let you know that in Pakistan on Monday, the story with the birth certificate of Obama from Kenya was reproduced in the paper, and today the Washington Times has an article regarding the Philip Berg's lawsuit about Obama's eligibility for office. And what do you think about the fact that Hillary, in a sense, will probably run again, and this will actually show when it comes out that, sadly, Obama was not born in this country, therefore he's ineligible to be president. What? Doesn't this say something to the world? Because everyone seems to be aware of this except the Democrats, and, they're carrying on as if nothing is out of the ordinary.
Let me handle this one. Let's say it's true, and I do believe it's true. I'm not 100% because I don't have the documents. I wasn't there when Obama was born, but the Associated Press is reporting that the documents are real. Like you said, it's hitting Washington Times. It's hitting Pakistani international newspapers. And wouldn't it be a thing if this doesn't come out, at least in this media, until the second year of his presidency or the third year of his presidency? It doesn't hit mainline. And then all of a sudden you have somebody who was born outside of this country who is the president of the United States. Now, they'll probably sit there and go, well, geez, what are we going to do about this? We can't really impeach him. Let's amend the Constitution. Boy, it sure gives Arnie an in, doesn't it? It gives any foreigner an in. They'll say, well, look what a great job this guy's doing. You know, he's our president. He's not from this country. Let's amend the Constitution. And a lot of people, if he's as slick as Clinton, if the economy starts to go up, if he's a smooth talker, and we know he is, he's a charismatic guy, they may support that, and it may happen in this country. And he may pave the way for someone like Arnold to become supreme dictator in this country. That's just my personal take on it. I don't see it becoming an issue until after he's already elected and in office. I thank you for the call, Frank. Let's jump to Mike in Texas. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Jason? I just want to make a quick comment on what I watched yesterday during the convention.
All right, hold it right there, and we'll give you your soapbox when we get back. We're going to be taking your calls the rest of the hour. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Remember, Fabled Enemies, entering the info war, August 31st, only at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, folks, back in action. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, setting in for Alex Jones, and we're taking your calls in this final half hour, this DNC wrap-up. Remember, remember, live footage from the DNC being streamed at Infowars.com by Alex Jones. And later today, we're going to have that Tom Morello interview up. And remember, he talked to Sean Penn last night. And the new NW, Josh Brolin. I actually do really like Josh Brolin as an actor. Like I said, he's in Goonies, too. Big fan of Goonies. Maybe it wasn't Stand By Me. Maybe it was just Goonies. He's the older brother in Goonies. All right, let's go to Mike in Texas for a comment. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, well, yesterday I was watching this convention. I think it was on CNN. And, you know, it just made me so sick to see all these people, you know, praising Obama and Biden. And, just, you know, people don't even bother to research, you know, the background of Biden or anyone. And it's just, you know, I guess just because, oh, Obama picked him, you know, it's okay. And, I mean, the only thing that made it better for me was when Kucinich went up there and talked, you know. I had to imagine that.
Oh, did Kucinich speak at the DNC? I missed that.
Yeah, he spoke, you know. It was pretty cool. But
what do you have to say?
I kind of forgot, you know. I don't really remember. But he said, you know, just showing his support for Obama, which I don't really get. But because, you know, he's, you know, again, he's like the only true, one of the true men in Congress there, him and Ron Paul.
But, no, he is really one of the only guys in Congress. I wish that he had not supported Obama. I would have much rather seen him at the Ron Paul convention. That would have been a lot nicer.
Definitely.
But then again, he's a fan of Ron Paul. You know, he said that he likes his work and, you know, at one time would have considered being his running mate. So continue.
Yeah. And then, well, you know, just want to say that. And can't wait for that Tom Morello interview.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
And I just want you to, man, just pray with me that we get to see a new Rage album in the future, man. Just hoping that comes out.
All right, man. I thank you for the call, Mike. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, what's on your mind?
How's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
Hey, sorry to hear about the Alex Jones thing, but it sure is funny when Michael Reagan comes out and calls for all of our deaths, you know, and then
then it's hilarious. Then it's okay.
Hundreds of thousands of people. Nothing gets printed or put on the internet about that except by us. But as soon as but they make stuff up about us all the time, and it's ridiculous.
Well, he's also for taking Muslim babies and shoving grenades in their bottom so they explode and die. I mean, that's the kind of sicko that Mike Reagan is.
Right. Now, I had one more quick comment about Michelle, you know, her saying that for the first time in her life, she's proud of this country. I guess she doesn't do much history. I guess she's not proud that the slaves got freed. Back a long time ago, you know.
I hear you, man.
Go through history and count lots of things I'm proud of my country for, but for the first time, maybe they should still be slaves. I don't know. They're not proud. She's not proud of it.
Are you talking about Malkin?
No.
Who was that you were saying?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, Michelle Obama. Well, I didn't see her speech, but she's a CFR stooge. She's a total globalist. I mean,
no.
I mean, she doesn't. She doesn't honestly. I mean, a lot of these political relationships, too, are just that. They're just political relationships. These people aren't married because they love each other. They're married for an image, you know? I mean, you look at John Edwards, and he had another chick on the side and probably has a love child. These things never work out. Look at right now, Bill and Hillary Clinton, that's a business relationship. There's no love left in that, you know, except for maybe that of a brother and a sister type thing. I mean, they don't. I mean, come on. Vanity Fair is reporting that Bill Clinton
is a brother and sister.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. But they have more of that affection towards each other, I think, than they would say.
I met you several years ago, Jason, at the Black Cat.
Where's that?
In Austin on 6th Street.
No, this is my first time out in Austin, man. I've only been here since April, and I drive back to New York today. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump over to Kyle in Iowa. Kyle, what's on your mind?
How's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
I was listening earlier, and you had commented about how people will say, well, I can't make a difference. Well, I really beg to differ. You know, I'm a massage therapist, and I always have DVDs on hand with me. So, you know, I'm always giving them out to clients. I maybe lost some, but I gained some loyal clients by doing it. It doesn't really matter to me any. But the thing is that out of all the people I've given DVDs to, I've come to find out, you know, after the fact later on, that some of those people have taken those DVDs I gave them, made copies themselves, and they've been handing them out.
Exactly.
It's like a, you know, you just gotta knock down the first domino.
Yeah. It's antibodies fighting the virus, is what it is.
Yeah. Right. And also too, you're talking about how, you know, how it's actually really low tech if you want to start making your own documentary films and things like that. Mm-hmm. I've made a couple myself. I just made one. I called it. It's on Google Video. It's called 9/11. They lied. I actually sent Alex all the ones I've made myself, and
name
I'm sure he's got.
Name a couple other ones you've done, because you know we need YouTube warriors like yourself, man. All of us putting these films out, they reach different people, and you know there's different flavors for different folks. Some things affect others differently, and like you said, some of the people taking DVDs from you are making copies and giving out DVDs. So what are some of the other videos you've put out?
Media propaganda in the 2008 election. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really important one for people to watch, just to understand how we're being manipulated. Fiat currency fools gold. I actually added it in. If you want to protect yourself, go to MidasResources.com. So that was a little love shout out to GCN Network. Illuminati, the New World Order, and the occult. Mm-hmm. Those are all the. Is there another one I made? No, those are it. I'm trying to think.
Hold on. Well, let me stop you for a second. You're a guy that probably works 40, 60 hours a week, and you still find time, and you sound like a family guy. I don't know if you've got a family, but you still find time to make these videos and put them on YouTube, yes?
Yeah, well, you see, yeah. Here's the thing. I also want to point this out really quick, too. I do got a pretty full plate, but I do spend a lot of time researching as well. Now, one thing, it's really easy to do, and I just want to throw this out here for people. If you have Windows Vista and RealPlayer, you can download videos off of YouTube, Google Video, or whatever for free, as long as they're allowed to be downloaded. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to download.com and get, it's a program called WM Converter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. And then you convert the FLV files to AVI, and then you can actually, I use Nero, the ultimate or super deluxe version. Mm-hmm. So I just, those are the three tools I have.
And you don't even need those. I mean, if you get a computer, a laptop, like I got an Acer, it comes with NTI burner, that's fine. And download.com has just a bunch of free software for video conversion.
Oh, yeah. I actually started a We Are Change Iowa chapter, too, so I'm kind of I Am Change right now because I'm the only one in it, but, you know, whatever, that's okay.
Hey, it'll
that's
be We Are Change soon, man. I can tell from your motivation that you're going to get other people. I thank you for the call. See, that is a true info warrior, somebody who's got a career and still understands that this is life and death, that he can make a difference, not only by copying my movies and handing them out, but by making his own. God bless him. All right, let's jump to Monty in Texas. Monty, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
What's on your mind, Monty?
Yep. Jason, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, listen, I just wanted to give you a little more info about this Mark Davis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's also the morning guy on WBAP in Dallas.
Oh, is he?
And that very first phone number that Alex gave out earlier, that 214-787-1820.
Yes.
That's the call-in line. into that radio show. That's probably why it's so busy, because, you know, he's fairly popular in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I gave out those alternate numbers, so people could call up the newspapers and actually, you know, again, be polite. Apparently they've pulled it from their blog. I don't know whether they put it in the print or not. They're denying they put it into print. But if they put it into print, I hope that one of the listeners out there takes it, scans it, and sends it over to tips@infowars.com or aaron@infowars.com so we can get a hard article up there and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that these people are slandering Alex Jones. I thank you for the call, Monty. Let's jump to James in Oregon. James, what's on your mind?
Yo, calling from the home of the latest DOD PSYOP terror drills in Portland, Oregon.
My boy actually called me the other night and told me all about them, but why don't you go over for it?
So did you not cover these yesterday?
No, I didn't cover them on the show. I actually late night phone call with my friend who lives out in Portland, Oregon, and he was telling me how there was just crazy amount of military drills going on. He was asking me if I knew about them, and I was like, "No, what can you tell me about them?" He's like, "Well, they look like domestic takeover drills, but fill me in, man."
That's, I think, pretty much what they are. So, fortunately, I've been posting everything I can find on my site, mediamonarchy.com. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, Mike Rivero and also Prison Planet and Ron Paul War Room and Portland Indie Media, and even, unfortunately, sites like Stormfront have picked up my story, so it's helping to go viral. But it's basically black helicopters over Portland for DOD terror drills, and it's always, you know, given to you in the way of, oh, don't worry,
and I heard
it's
the
not
black
a real attack.
I heard the black helicopters were everywhere, man. I heard it was just, like, ridiculous. And my friend was just like, I couldn't even believe it. And he's like, you've been showing me this stuff for so long, I just wasn't even prepared to see it up close, but he did. Continue.
And that, I was kind of in the same spot. Mm-hmm. I worked the night shift, so I slept through it. Mm-hmm. But later that evening, I had people coming up to me saying, so tell me about the drills. And I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I talked to people about it enough to where they've now been keyed in on it. Portland is also the home of an unfortunate amount of terror drills, from the top-off drills to Vigilant Shield last year. Mm-hmm. I think it puts a lot of us kind of on edge, because exactly, what are you training for?
And it's a beautiful area to live in, by the way. I visited there a couple summers ago, hung out with my cousin and my friend I'm talking about now, and you know, I walked through downtown Portland. It's a gorgeous area. It's a really nice place. People seem pretty open-minded. We sold out our theater showing of about 500 people. I mean, there seem to be a lot of well-meaning, intelligent people there. So it really is no wonder for me that they would drill up there, number one, because they might have some resistance, and number two, because it's a little more low-key than, say, a New York or California drill.
Exactly. And it is referred to by Poppy Bush as Little Beirut, from the greetings that the Bush crime family got here many, many years ago. But basically, there are, you know, cats out here like me and like Alex Ansari, who actually has an article up on this as
and
well.
And his radio show, by the way, I've been on it a couple times. He's a really good guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, his television show is on tonight, so he'll probably be going over these. So we saw it in Denver a few weeks ago, and now we see it in Portland here. So,
and we're
they're training
to see
take
it,
over our cities.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks,
yeah,
brother.
You got it, man. Yeah, man, they are. It's real. Okay, they were doing this before 9/11. Check out Alex Jones's Police State movies. They're going to tell you it's for terrorism after the fact, but this is for domestic takeover. This is knock and talk. You got any guns? You got any weapons? This is martial law in our country. People in black uniforms are not your friends, folks. Unmarked helicopters ain't your friends. And when, you know, I'm so sick of hearing these mainline people go, that's black helicopter stuff. Well, you might as well be admitting to it right there, because there's so many black helicopters on tape and on video and in photographs, it can't be denied any longer. I mean, the coverage we did on the DNC drills that happened 2-3 months ago was incredible. Straight up showing you these black helicopters going from rooftop to rooftop with special forces in them, throwing out American flags with little orange flare things and propaganda pamphlets. And that's in our own country. That's not in, we're not taking over Afghanistan. No, they're taking over Denver. Craziness. All right, let's jump to Michael in Texas. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, just wanted to let you know that I called Mark Davis's radio station, WBAP in Fort Worth, and let them know about what he did and everything. Y'all can call the operations manager over there, Tyler Cox, at 817-695-0861.
Give that number out again.
817-695-0861. And when you call that number, he's out of he's out of office till the 2nd of September, but get the operator, just punch in 0, get the operator, and you talk to David Allen. He's filling in for him as the operations manager. Also, Mark Davis's email address is mdavis@wbap.com.
All right, man. What was the response? Did anybody actually address the situation or what?
He was totally unaware of what Mark Davis had done. I had told him, I said, well, you better get ready for a firestorm, because Alex Jones has said that if he doesn't get a retraction, because Michelle Malkin's already admitted that Alex didn't say, you know, to kill her, and that the other provocateurs were not with Alex Jones. And I said, you better get ready for a firestorm, that if Mark Davis doesn't retract it and the Dallas Morning News doesn't retract their statements, then Alex Jones will probably sue. And I said, you better check into this, because obviously Mark Davis didn't look at any of the videotape before he shot his mouth off.
That's right. He absolutely didn't. I thank you for the call, Michael, and I thank you for calling them up and letting them know that we're not just going to lie down. We're not just going to take it. We're not going to let you slander Alex Jones. Alex is not going to let you slander Alex Jones. And you're not going to start saying that we're violent. You're not going to start saying that we're trying to incite riots. You're not going to start saying that we're calling for people's deaths, because we're not, okay? We want a fair trial for a lot of these people. Let's get the facts and have trials for people like Dick Cheney, for propagandists like Bill O'Reilly, and especially Michelle Malkin. She knows what she's doing, okay? She probably wasn't bought until after the fact in 9/11. She wrote that one decent article about 6 months after questioning the attacks. Some of the stuff that she questions in there I report on in Fabled Enemies, but totally lost, total pig demon, total neocon liar. And really, the propaganda over at the blogs that she supports is just, it's vomitous, to say the least. It's totally and completely disgusting. It unnerves me to even think about it. All right, let's jump to Jim in New York. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Jason. First, I want to say I try to call a Dallas Morning News, and I got the switchboard operator, and I went through all the numbers on the article on the site, mm-hmm. on your site, and I got all mailboxes that were full, all this stuff, so I don't know what anybody else is getting. So it must be a lot of people calling in or
they've probably
whatever.
Taken the phones off the hook by this point.
They're probably. But what I wanted to say is that I want to commend you. You know, you're a young guy, and I've been at this for 32 years, and you seem, I'm amazed at the way, and I'm not blowing your horn for you, but yeah, I'm amazed at the way you got your hands around this thing, you know? And it took me, I remember the first book I read was Sutton's Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, and it got me very angry when I read it. And I say this because when I talked to people, I was in Manhattan today, and I have some medical issues, and I was talking to a nurse there, and I started to become impatient, you know, because she wouldn't, you know, what is the obvious to me today wasn't so obvious to her. She's receptive, but not all the way, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes such a long time. It's an evolution, as I look back at my own life with this thing, just how evil these people are. A couple of callers ago, the guy said, one of the fellows said that he was surprised, something to the effect that, to paraphrase it, that he was surprised that they would do this to Alex, you know? Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, you know, he mustn't be doing this too long, because nothing surprises me with these people.
Yeah, I mean, they literally had Gary Talis out there to protest Laura Bush, and he gets beat up by some guy, and they actually charge him with attacking a crippled girl in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy. I don't put anything past these people. I thank you for the call, Jim. We'll be back in the final segment. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back, folks, and I just want to thank everybody for making my trip out to Austin a very successful one. I hope you get Fabled Enemies to support me further. And I want to thank Alex Jones for giving me this opportunity to host. I really enjoy it. I enjoy talking to all you people. I love what Alex does. I only want to see this operation expand. I wish him the best of luck. I want to see this TV network get off the ground. And I want to challenge these mainstream media moguls, these bastards of lies and disinformation and hate for you and I. That's what they have. They have disdain and hate, and they look at us as a subspecies. I know I got in trouble for using sheeple and chattel the other day, but that's how they look at us, man. Like we're sheeple, like we deserve what we get. Bah! Eat a trough. All right, I'm going to take a couple last callers before I bid you farewell and head to New York. Let's go to Chris in Detroit. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man? It's a real honor to speak to you right now. And I just wanted to read something real quick for everybody. This is from a 1990 Encyclopedia Dictionary. This is ground zero, the definition. It says, the exact point where a bomb strikes the ground, or in a nuclear explosion. Mm-hmm. The area directly above or below the center of radiation. Ground zero is considered as the area of greatest destruction.
Okay.
And when I first read that out my dictionary, I couldn't believe it. I got these dictionaries when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And that's like a smoking gun to me.
What, you feel like that's a parallel to the World Trade Center and why they called that Ground Zero?
Yes, exactly. And that makes me want to know, like, who exactly came up with the term Ground Zero? Mm-hmm. Because if I had this in my dictionary that was 11 years before 9/11, I mean, somebody knows something about this.
Well, let me hit you up with something a little bit even maybe more deeper and esoteric. You know that the Rockefellers put those up, right?
Okay.
Well, do you know about the Masonic rituals of building up towers and then bringing them down?
No, I really don't.
Listen, just check out the Masonic rituals, and you think your mind is blown by the Ground Zero thing. I don't like to get into the stuff because I stick to what I can prove, but it is
ceremonious
thing.
Well, to me, this is evidence, though. This is right out my dictionary.
Yeah, I hear you, man, but, you know, they'll just say, well, that's why we used it, because it is the center of impact and disaster. But, yo, check out the rituals, man. Check out the stone laying. Check out the dates. You know that the Pentagon was a September 11th thing back in, I think it was 41. It was either 41 or 46. I'm not sure. All right, thanks for the call, Chris. Our last caller, my last caller, Zach in Illinois. Go ahead. You're on it. You're on, Zach. No, we drop him?
Of course. I guess he's gone.
All right, we dropped him. That's all right, folks. Gives me a two-minute spiel here. Look, as I leave you, I want everybody out there to realize that you are powerful, that you can become the change you want to see in the world. I've seen it happen all over. Luke Radowski is one of my heroes. He's down in at the DNC right now creating change. He's going to be at New York with myself and hopefully Alex Jones on September 10th when we show Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising the night before 9/11. We're going to be down at Ground Zero on 9/11 handing out DVDs, telling people the truth. You go to wearechange.org and check out the 2008 Now or Never banner and hopefully get tickets and join us for this historic event. It's up to us. We have to be the will of the people. We cannot depend on others. You want to restore the Constitution and Bill of Rights? Well, get to it. No one's stopping you. So once again, folks, the refeed begins in about 30 seconds over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and you'll have Fabled Enemies August 31st to burn to disc. Thank you so much. It's the Alex Jones Show.